What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
This is Ray.
I'm on day two of a hangover, but I'm nursing it now, so we should be okay in a little bit here.
Dude, it's always fun, man. It took me like a whole week to get over Coachella, dude.
Yeah.
It's like I'm still tired from it.
Yeah.
It's too much drinking.
We're just getting older, man.
We're getting older, dude. It's not the same.
Well, I got you beat by what, 6 years, two?
Yeah, 6 years.
Went to Vegas, and the last night we partied for about 14 hours straight or something like that. And yeah, still paying for it. I'm doing this new thing where I'm going to Vegas and I'm taking my trailer now.
And are you just parking on the street?
No, there's like a trailer park. But like, I think you're supposed to check out at 11 like in any other hotel. But yeah, it's not like maids are coming. So nobody's, I was like, let's just keep sleeping, right? Mm-hmm. We went to see Endgame and then we came back. And then I was like, let's just keep sleeping. So 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. Then finally someone knocks the door. He's like, are you guys going to leave? I was like, yeah. We're getting shit together right now.
Oh, actually, at Coachella, they were really nice. We rented this house over in Palm Springs, and it was a bomb house. It was like 5 bedrooms. I had a pool. Really nice. And we were supposed to leave at 11, and every hour you stay was $50.
Oh.
So I called the guy, and I'm like, yo, dude, we just paid like $5 for this shit. Yeah. Are you seriously going to charge me? Like, if you have someone coming in on Monday, like, we'll leave.
Did he?
If you don't, can we stay? He's like, yeah, it's fine. No worries. I'm like, dope. So then, like, they just... We could have just probably stayed the whole freaking night again or something. Nice. They were super cool.
Yeah, that whole checkout time, man. It's got to go. Something's got to change.
Yeah.
Why?
Always way too early.
It's always too early.
It is early, but then again, they have to have a leeway, dude. Like, they need... What if, like, you jizzed on everything, you shit on everything? Yeah. What if there's, like, a dead person there? Yeah. They have to make sure the room's ready or the house ready for someone else. Yeah, you never know.
I hadn't thought about dead hookers.
Exactly. It's Vegas, dude.
Dead shitty hookers. Shitty hookers. Not only is she dead, she's somehow covered in shit. These guys were animals. Oh, by the way, I just saw the dirt on Netflix. That was really good. That's the
Motley Crue
drama. Motley Crue. Yeah. Pretty good.
Those are always fun, man. All those little documentaries, little movies.
And it's almost always the same.
Bioflicks.
You're talented, get famous, get married, cheat on your wife, find drugs, and then repent somehow. And then
it's pretty much the Dewey Cox story.
Yeah, but it works and it works and it works. Like,
unless you're Freddie Mercury, because you get AIDS and you die.
Well, I like that one because it was different. I felt like that one was different than all the other ones. He told that bitch, he's like,
because he didn't get AIDS.
He's like, I love you, but I'm gay as shit. You know, and he kept loving her, but he was gay.
Yeah, I know. Totally get. I totally understand that.
No, I know, but it was different. That's super different from the other ones.
Yeah,
kind of.
When they released that movie in China, they cut out all the drug use and the gay parts. That must have been for a
reason. So what the fuck was the movie? Just the part.
A couple of songs.
Yeah.
It's like a music video. Part.
I know. Yeah. The last concert and that's it. Live Aid and that was it.
My pole isn't as strong as your guys' pole.
No.
No, his one's... No,
you got to move it because mine does the same thing.
Oh, okay.
You just got to adjust it in a certain way.
I'm still happy with my pole, but... It's okay.
You're getting old, dude.
I know.
All right. Thank you, Big Deal Games, for the subscription. Get that out of the way. No new Patreons this month.
But... Hey, get on it, fuckers. No, but thank you for everything that... Bobby, remember that I said that we're going to do a... I want to reiterate this. On the reviews on iTunes, I said, you know, if you put SIP, that means we'll do a... Everybody does the SIP, which means stolen iPhone. So just grab a friend's phone and just leave us a review. It'll take you 1 minute because they already have the podcast app. You can't delete it from the iPhone. So you just grab it, click it, find us, leave us a review, and then push SIP and your Discord name, and then we'll take care of you or we'll like have a contest. I looked today and there was 3 stolen iPhone ones. It said DLG told me to steal an iPhone. So here I am. And then there's some other SIPs. Anyway, there's only 3. I couldn't find any of them. I couldn't track any of them down. They put their names in there and they're not on Discord. So maybe.
Yeah, if you stole an iPhone, you probably don't want to leave a trail.
Not steal it. But you know, you're like at dinner.
Hijack it.
Yeah, you hijack it just for a review.
I get it. No, I saw some of the reviews. It's pretty funny.
It's been a while since I flipped through the reviews. They're usually pretty good.
There's like a 1-star on there.
Oh, yeah. He's such a bitch, dude.
Oh, my God.
No, he put it on there because we didn't talk to him enough, like, personally.
I know.
Yeah. That's right, like, now we're just airing dirty laundry in our intro.
Well, he's not around anymore. So
that's sometimes. Let's talk about some games, though. So on the radar, we got quite a bit to talk about in this section. Quite a few recommendations from our Discord and a couple that I picked out, too. The first one being the Capcom Beat-em-up bundle. So Capcom had a sale last weekend. Every Capcom title on sale.
I think the sale's still on right now.
I think it ended at 10 o'clock today. Yeah, because this is... this is still on sale. Maybe till Tuesday, then.
May 6th.
The only... Oh, May 6th? This is going on that long?
Right there it is.
Oh, maybe just for this game in particular.
No, Resident Evil 2 was also on sale right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe it's going on longer than I thought. Usually those sales only last a weekend, but this seems to be an extended one. But either way, if you want Capcom titles, it's a good time to pick those up. They have a lot of retro stuff on there, too, which I always enjoy. The Mega Man ones, they've got a Mega Man X bundle, which look good as well. But this one in particular, I didn't notice it existed, the Capcom Beat-em-up bundle. So this has, let's see, Final Fight. Where is it? Oh, my God. Where is it? Okay, Final Fight, Captain Commando, King of Dragons, Knight of the Round, and Warrior's Fate. So the one that I was really excited about.
And two more. There's two more games. Armored Warriors and Battle Circuit.
I don't know what any of that shit is.
Two that were previously unavailable on consoles.
Just Final Fight is the only one I know.
Yeah, Final Fight's the big one on there.
Captain Commando.
But Captain Commando, for some reason, is just an indelible game for me. I will always remember this game because I saw it in the arcade when I was very young. And for some reason, it was just so captivating. Wow. There was something about this game where I was like, I gotta play this game.
I'll go back to it. That looks sick.
Captain Commando looks like this. I don't know, like this, your typical hero. Here it goes.
Oh, yeah. This is on Nintendo.
They had the baby in the robot suit. They had a mummy with daggers, and then they had a ninja. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why, but I just thought this game was so cool. I put so many quarters into this game in the arcade, and I never really knew it was a Super Nintendo game.
That Commando guy, or the ninja, and that baby are both in Marvel vs. Capcom, like 3 or 4.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ginzu and what's the baby? Oh, the baby's name is just Baby.
No, not Baby.
That's what it says up there.
Oh, no, but I mean, Baby is in
Marvel. Yeah, it's the wrong person. I'm wrong.
Oh, okay. No, that
there is somebody else that's in a robot.
Yeah, that's Trombone.
Trombone.
That's from Mega Man.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, it's been done before. The old baby in the robot suit.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this game is on sale for $11.99 right now, usually $20. Shit, I would buy it just for Captain Commando there.
Why don't you and just Final buy Fight, Captain Commando? Oh, can you not get these anywhere else?
Yeah, I don't think you can. I mean, probably on emulators and stuff.
No, yeah, totally.
But, damn. So I saw this thing that I thought it was going to be the greatest thing ever. So you buy this it's not a cabinet. What is it? It's two controllers for Capcom, but from the arcade. With the six buttons, and they're together, right? So you and a friend put it on your laps.
Yeah, the fight stick or whatever.
No, it's been around forever.
No, it's the 30th anniversary one.
But now there's a nice one, and it has the games inside of it, Bobby. Mm-hmm. And you connect that to your TV, right? I thought it was fucking awesome, except for it only comes through with, like, two Street Fighters. Like Street Fighter Alpha. I don't know. I wish it just had more Street Fighters on there. It should have all the Street Fighters, but I think they're going to have different editions. I don't know how to find this.
Wonder if you could load more stuff onto it. Like you hook it up through USB or something.
Go to images, Bobby. Maybe we can find it that way.
Yeah. That sounds pretty cool, though, because that was always awesome.
Type in Capcom logo fight stick. How about that?
Capcom logo fight stick?
Yeah. That's the Capcom one.
Yeah, because that was always the best way to play.
There it is.
Oh, that looks cool.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. But look at the games that comes with it.
Yeah, let's check that out. But that was like the only way to play,
right? We got to get the name first.
Capcom logo fight stick. 16 titles?
Yeah.
Let's see if they got all this.
There's the titles. There we go. Okay.
1944 Loot Master, Alien vs. Predator.
Alien vs. Predator.
Armored Warriors. That's one that was just Captain Commando.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. There you go.
Uh-oh.
Final Fight, Ghouls and Ghosts.
If Bobby bought this, it would take up 25% of his room in his house.
Yeah. No, How big is that? It doesn't look...
No, not that big.
Oh, it's a two-player.
It's a two-player one.
Okay.
Looks awesome, but what about when you're playing by yourself? You put a pillow under the other one?
Yeah. That's what it's called. Capcom Home Arcade.
So that's
I love that game.
Which one was
it? Dude, it's one of those... Okay, watch. It has a USB slot on the back. It could probably get you hacked. It'll probably have everything. It'll probably be modded.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had a shot of the back here. That does look pretty cool. That's
sorry, Robbie. How many Street Fighters are on here? And which ones? That's what really matters here. Street Fighter 2 Hyper Fighting and Street Fighter and Puzzle Fighter. That's it.
That's it. That's just the classic.
Fuck off.
Darkstalkers. Ooh, man, I remember that one. Dude, there's some classic arcade games in here.
Yeah, it's all classic.
That was great. I don't think, if you're old enough, you probably remember this, but I don't know. For some reason, Captain Commando just reminds me of what it was like where that was the pinnacle of gaming and graphics, because I just remember being blown away by that. Now it's kind of hard to picture that. Like, this is the best that technology had to offer.
How much was that? How much is this thing, Bobby? Do we know?
I don't know. Do they have a price on it?
Looks like it's $250.
$250.
I mean, it definitely looks quality.
Yeah, doesn't look like they have a price yet. Mm. Capcom Fight Stick.
There was a website. I tried going on it so I can pre-order it, and the website did not work. So.
Oh, if we had that shit for the TwitchCon house, that'd be dope.
Dude, they actually sell. It's time. They're, it's like, you can make these. Yeah. Like, all you need is pie, Raspberry Pi, little chip, and then they sell the boxes together, and you just put it in there, and you can have every game on there.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Right. But that one's cool, you know, like the finish. You don't have to put that much work into it.
Let me just check one thing on this Capcom Beat 'em Up bundle. Partial controller support. Okay. You never know what they mean by partial.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we got Druidstone, The Secret of Menhir Forest. This is the game that is... being made by the guys who made Legend of Grimrock 1 and 2.
Okay.
Except that this one is a tactical turn-based...
fantasy?
Turn-based combat game. Yeah. So XCOM type of combat here. Looks like they have the same...
XCOM, but like in a fantasy setting. So yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Wizards and spells. And
yeah.
Looks like there's a lot of interaction. This looks great. This could be like a toned-down version of Divinity.
Yeah, almost. For sure. Maybe a little less story and more action, hopefully.
Yeah, a little less forgiving. Or a little more forgiving forgiving than Divinity.
This looks cool. Really cool.
Yeah, and, you know, Grimrock 1 and 2, fantastic grid-based RPGs.
Yep.
Don't see enough of those these days. But, yeah.
Tons of different character classes. They look cool.
No price on this yet. It's coming out May 15th.
2 weeks.
Yeah, a little bit of time on that.
That'll go on the old follow.
Yeah, that's worth keeping an eye on. And Grimrock was, what, $15-$20 when it came out? Yeah, wasn't that much.
I can't imagine this being like $50.
Yeah. All right, what do we got? What do we got? Oh, Darius Sotra posted Robot Roller Derby Disco Dodgeball. Now, we've played this, or at least Chad and Emilio played this. Mm-hmm. And we covered this so long ago that Chad was around.
I have that game. It's super fun.
Yeah. It's cheap, and you can just... So it's exactly what it sounds like. You're rolling around... like kind of like an R2-D2 thing. Mm-hmm. The only thing you can do is catch and throw dodgeballs.
And there's superpowers.
Are there?
Yeah. You pick up power-ups.
Oh, right. Like you can go faster or hover or whatever.
Yeah.
And you could have like 8, 9, 10 more people in a match. Yeah, and it's like, all neon and super glowy and
it's
stuff.
It's like 5 versus 5. It's really cool.
Yeah, and you make your own server really easy and you could put your own rules.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
I got it in like a Humble Bundle, I believe, and I played it for actually like one whole night. It was really fun. And then I tried playing it a couple months afterwards, and there was no one on the servers.
Yeah, that's probably the issue now. You know, this game came out in 2015.
But it's a good one to have in case, like for a game night, because this shit's perfect for a game night.
It's really good to start a server.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
I think it's $10, but you could probably get this cheaper. I'm sure it's on sale quite a bit or on bundles.
I went and played with like 7 friends that were all playing together, emo killers, people. It was fun because they were all, that's the one thing about being the 8th guy that they need. It's like they all know each other's like personal way. Hey, bring your big ass over here or whatever. Like, hey, retard. Like they always know the name, how to hurt each other, but you're just there like, yeah, you suck.
The odd man out.
Yeah.
Nice. So $10, but probably wait for a sale on this one. I need to create a category in my Steam list of just like games like this that are just good to have in case you have a lot of people looking to play a game. Let's see. Next up, Burning Daylight. This was recommended by Days. So this is a free-to-play game, actually.
I saw it. It's a it's free to play. It's a side scroller, right? Just a
Burning Dead.
Yeah, but it's not your typical free to play game. It is. Let's see. What are the tags here? Free to play adventure indie. It's not like I don't know. When I hear free to play, I think like you know, some
terrible.
Sort of, yeah. Well, sometimes, but you know, DLC or some sort of monetization or like that. But this looks like just a single player game that is just free, an adventure game. Indie has some sexual content.
Ooh. Yeah, that guy just got fucked. So.
It's like, what, it's like 45 minutes long?
Yeah. It looks like a story-based thing that you walk through.
It's like an insight or like a...
Inside.
No, yeah, inside. So a little bit of a walking simulator here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it looks good.
No data on how long to beat.
Well, it looks all right. I don't know. It looks weird.
The graphics, yeah, at first when I saw this, I thought the graphics looked bad, but on closer inspection, they look more, I thought they looked dated, but they actually look newer, but it's just more polygonal, you know, it's not, they're not going for the high res, realistic.
So weird. What the
realistic.
Fuck is that?
It looks
That's
bizarre.
The sexual material.
Oh, yeah, totally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some of these screens
here. I just
got
a boner.
Yeah, I wonder, let's see, now that this is working again, I wonder if we can look it up on how long to beat. No, no data found. All right, no one's posted it on there yet.
No, it's like 45 minutes.
Super short.
I was reading the reviews on it because I was going to download it. And then I kept looking at the pictures and like other videos on YouTube, and I was like,
That's not bad, though. I mean, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It definitely doesn't overstay its welcome at that.
It's like, free. Stop talking shit.
There's free other games on there that I'm not going to download. Fortnite's free. I don't play that shit.
It's funny. Sure. Like, this is a perfect example. If this game cost... $1, then I would definitely get it and check it out.
Yeah,
but
right?
Because it's free, I'm just like, I don't know, something's up here. Something's not right.
My first business? I think it was my first business that I made. I was convinced that I was going to provide this free service and that I was going to make money from the residuals. Anyway, nobody wanted it because it was free. It was awesome. Nobody wanted it because it was free. And then, like, I started charging for it. Then people wanted it. It's fucking weird, man. But yeah, exactly what Bobby was saying.
Yeah,
it's suspect if it's free.
All right, next up, let's see. A few people mentioned this one. Warconius and Pharaoh Steve mentioned Pagan Online.
Ooh.
Actually, I think I might have got that wrong. Sloppy Thor weird. Brought this one up too. I know he mentioned this as well. Maybe it wasn't Warconius. But yeah, Pagan Online. So this game, people have been talking about it.
It's a hack and slash, right?
Yeah, early access,
Diablo clone,
but you can buy it for $30 right now, hack and slash, and
mixed reviews.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to scroll down to the reviews and see what people are upset about here,
but
show me some gameplay.
There definitely. The gameplay definitely looks cool. Like I took a look at this, but once I saw the reviews, I was like a little less excited about it.
AFK proof combat. Wonder what that means.
That means that you can't let up for a second, I would guess.
Yeah, maybe.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
What were the complaints in the reviews?
No, I never read reviews.
They're like, Warconius likes it, so it sucks. No?
Please add controller support for this game. Okay, that's that guy's issue. I hate when a review makes something
like
about one specific thing. So let's see, main con hero unlock system for a game that has this much emphasis on grinding. You should be at least able to grind with the character that best suits your play style. So you have to unlock the characters one by one. Yeah. So this game's $30, which is,
seems a little steep for something that's, I don't know.
See, with a title, like whenever you put online in the title, that immediately leads me to believe that's a free to play game too. I don't know why that is.
Cause a lot of them do.
Yeah. Graphics are pretty good, though. I mean, it looks very Diablo-esque.
It does.
It's unfortunate because when it comes to these types of games, there's very little you can tell about it from screenshots and videos. But if you play it and you find out what the different unlock systems are and like all the different talent trees, like that makes the biggest difference in these types of games.
They got the looks down.
Yeah, it could be good. Let's see. Next up. A Plague Tale, Innocence. Jen's mentioned this. Now, we had actually talked about this. Feels like a while ago. It was some convention.
Yeah, Ray brought it up, I think.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bring shit up.
I don't know. This was a while ago. I can't remember where we talked about this, but it was shown off at some convention. This is the one with the rats and you have to use the lights. Yeah. But, was you. Okay.
No, but like it was me and something else, not on the podcast.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Anyway, here we are. What about it, Bobby? Take it in a second.
Is it so out?
Yeah, it's coming out May 14th.
Oh, nice.
So just two weeks
May's
away.
May's going to be cool.
We've got a price tag on it. It's $45.
Yeah.
Run away from rats. $45.
Dude. Yeah.
No, but the story does look neat.
And the graphics very cinematic.
Very, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, $29.99. Come on.
Come on. Work with me here.
No. Seriously. I almost feel like they're going for a sinuous sacrifice kind of vibe with this game. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Does that cross anybody else?
We're talking about it as if we want them to know exactly what we're talking about. It looks like you're like a big sister and you got to get your two little brothers through this plague area. And the plague is the rats. Mm-hmm. But not just that, but it also seems like some sort of fascists have also...
she's about to take off her clothes for that dude.
Lock everything down and took over the town, took advantage of the plague. And so you're trying to, but I don't think you can like outright fight. It looks like a lot of stealth and a lot of like trickery.
There was something down there on the bottom. It showed like someone throwing something.
Yeah.
Slingshot.
Yeah. What do you call that thing?
Slingshot?
Bolas. Yeah.
Bolas.
Anyway, it looks like a lot of, or maybe it was a sling. Because I remember the rats attack where their fire isn't.
It's that thing that like the fucking David killed Goliath with.
That's a sling, yeah.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So the rats are not around the fire. So you see the little girl try to snuff out the soldier's fire a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rats do all the work.
Dude, we talked about this before Benny was on the podcast.
It was a while ago.
It was at Bobby's apartment.
That's
when we talked about.
That's how long ago it was.
Yeah, dude. This game's that was
and I can't remember what it was. It was like Gamescom or it was
It was E3, dude.
It was E3.
Yeah, it was totally right. E3.
It was one of the E3 games.
Look at that shot. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's where it starts, and they start going through the rats. Like the rats come out of the dead bodies, and then they have to make their way through. Like, avoid all the guards, avoid the rats, and then they use their sling to, like, bring down torches and do all these other things. So, like, the fuck is, like, the rats don't get close to the fire or the light. They stay away from the light. So you have to build, you have to make your pathway with light.
Yeah.
To get to places. Which is neat. That's cool.
Yeah, but, you know, $45. We'll see.
Yeah.
The graphics are there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how the reviews are.
I think we're streaming the wrong thing here, and I got to subscribe. All right, there we go.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Our Twitch is showing that we're playing World War Z.
Oh.
I got to fix that. Uh-oh. But I just subscribed too also. So good
thing nice.
Did that too.
Thank you, Bobby, for subscribing 3 months.
Nah, fuck that guy, dude.
3 months. Wow.
Damn. Okay.
It's not very much. All right. Let me fix this. And meanwhile, I'll bring up Northgard. This was recommended by Darth Duck.
This is the second time this has come up as well. I think this is like a 4X game. Isn't it?
That's a city builder.
A city builder. Kind of. I want to bring up an Endgame reference. Thor's playing Northgard right now, pretty much. I think because Bobby was into simulations, somebody had suggested this one for him. It looks like you're a bunch of Vikings. Oh, speaking of Vikings, on the way to Vegas, I was very safe. I wasn't watching it, but Sam was. I was kind of watching it. Norseman. I brought it up before, but we finished the season. That is a fucking hilarious show. It's about Vikings, but they use our nomenclature to speak. So they're like, they're talking about HR and stuff like that, but they're Vikings and they're killing people. one was like, how was the rating? The rating's down like 20%. We're not doing that well. Did you kill? I killed plenty. It just, you know, it's really funny. So I really recommend that.
What's it called?
Norseman. Yeah. Anyway, Bobby, did you take a second look at this?
Yeah, I checked it out. Nothing really stood out to me from it, but that doesn't mean it's bad. $30, decent price for a game like this. I got a handful of DLC.
Reviews are good.
Reviews are decent, yeah. Not a whole lot of people playing this.
Is it just a straight-up builder?
Yeah, looks like it.
Yeah. Hmm. It's got kind of a Age of Mythology type graphics there.
It does. Very similar.
All right. Yeah, there was another one, too. I feel like this is going to be a big theme in this episode, is these city builders. Yeah. So another one that we just happened to see when we were flipping through the Steam store was Islanders. So this one is only $5, and it looks like they're catering towards...
Me.
Yeah, people who are not fans of this genre. Just very simple in graphics and in gameplay. Islanders. The graphics look very much like that game Goddess to me. It's right off the bat. That's immediately that what I see.
Yeah, it just looks like just building. Really easy.
There's a score colorful on the side, so they might be just like scenarios, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, little challenges.
I don't know what you're trying to do or what you're trying to fight against, but it looks really nice. Score's and 20. $5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for $5, you can't go wrong there. This just came out
very
April 4th.
Positive reviews. All right.
Yeah, good reviews, $5.
I'm going to download that tonight.
Yeah, check it out.
I'm going to check it out.
All right, continuing on. Planet Zoo, this was recommended by Hinks, yet another simulation game. Not quite a city builder, but what was the Jurassic Park one that they released not too long ago?
Evolution. That's another simulation. Oh, the name of it? I don't know.
Evolution.
Evolution? Yeah, okay, this one kind of reminds me of that, but with actual animals instead of dinosaurs here. This is from the makers of Planet Coaster and,
that's cool.
And Zoo Tycoon.
I just watched Jurassic World, the second one. Kingdom? I don't know what it's called.
I've kind of lost track.
Fallen Kingdom?
They both suck, dude. Both of the new ones sucked.
The first one was better. The first one was good.
This one was dog shit.
Yeah. It was fucking stupid.
Was that the one where they made like the Super Raptors?
Yeah.
That one was pretty bad.
Super
Raptors. That movie made so much money, too. It's ridiculous.
The second one made so much money?
Yeah.
Damn.
And it was not good. But this is kind of cool. Like, you build your own zoo. I was actually just at the San Diego Zoo not too long ago.
I went to SeaWorld yesterday.
Pandas are
graphics,
leaving.
Right? Of course not, right?
No.
There's some sort of CG thing.
Yeah, probably not. They look a little too good to be true. But yeah, the pandas are leaving soon, so last chance to see those in San Diego. A couple weeks, I think. Getting down to it.
I don't give a fuck. Every time I've seen the pandas, they're the worst, dude. They're all dirty. No. They just sit there, they eat. If you're lucky, they might fall down, roll like down the hill.
That's the life.
Yeah.
Just fucking
red pandas, on the other hand, they're fucking cool. They're somewhere between a panda and like a raccoon. Have you seen them?
Yeah,
those are sweet.
Do they dig through garbage?
The pandas one.
I'm not a trash panda.
Red panda, not redneck panda. Difference.
What? Well, that I want to know.
Sorry, Caddy.
Yeah, I don't know. This looks cool. Create a zoo. I could be down with that. I like those sim games.
Once we have over 5 games into the radar, we're always go. Well, it looks cool.
Yeah.
Hey, cool stuff.
All right. Well, we only have one more. And this we noticed on the front of the Steam Store page. This was also recommended by Hinks, Supraland. And I saw this on the front of Steam several times, didn't pay much mind to it. And then I noticed the reviews.
Check this out, Ray.
Overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah. Oh, I downloaded
the demo. Yeah. Did you play it?
No, I loaded it.
Okay.
Yeah, right now you can get the demo for free.
Yeah.
The whole game is $20.
The graphics are very cool. I don't know how to explain them, but they're almost like lifelike toys, kind of like Toy Story thing going on. Yeah. It's a first person. They say, I think the description said somewhere between Zelda and
Metroid. They throw a lot of games in there. Yeah, Portal, Zelda, and Metroid.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And
throwing some big names around.
And I think you have a little bit of...
And it's a kid, right, playing games.
Like, yeah.
I mean, playing with
toys. I was going to say, it's kind of like Lego, Lego the Movie.
Yeah.
Where you're on a playset. You're playing a playset. Oh, anyway, okay. I think it looks fucking sweet.
Is this single player? That's one thing I didn't check.
Yeah, I think so.
Single player, and yeah.
$20. It looks... That's the right price point.
I think that's why I downloaded them, and I'm like, I'm going to play this. And then I saw, I was like, oh, it's a single player game. I'm like, I'll try it later. So I didn't really get to play it yet.
Yeah, well, people seem to like it. Like,
yep.
Overwhelmingly
damn.
Positive. That's high praise from the Steam community.
I'm actually playing.
They even give you, like, what do you call that?
More exploration, more puzzles.
A pie chart?
Yeah, a pie chart on what kind of fun you're going to be having. The big ones are explorations, puzzles, and fighting.
It compares maps. That's cool. It shows, like, a Fortnite map, and then... Like, and it says like 5 kilometers, and then how big is this one?
Oh, they're different. That was the map?
Yeah, yeah. It was like comparing other games and the map size. I think it was at the beginning.
Oh, well.
Dang.
Like Bobby looking for that decapitation last episode. You couldn't find it.
Yeah. Could not find it. All right. Time to talk about some games that we have been playing. Who wants to go first? Before we get started, though, let me just recap on a few things that were that we talked about last week. So first of all, Anno 1800, I had several people message me about that game telling me how great it was. Not only that, but I looked at some reviews and it's...
Is it multiplayer?
I don't know. I've never played an Anno game, so I know very little about that, but
Did you pick it up, Bobby?
No, not yet. I don't know if I, even with all the attention it's getting right now, I don't know if I'm going to get it until...
Remember you...
But they still have a Steam page.
Yeah,
But I don't know if I'm going to get it till after that Conan game that's coming out soon, because that's what I'm really excited about, honestly.
Oh, wow. The fastest selling game. I mean...
It's doing really well. The reviews are really good. People are saying it's the best Anno game yet. And just everyone in the DLG community that's played it has said this is actually like
really,
really good. Every time
I see it, I think Butthole. I'm sorry.
Anno. You know, it's a fun thing to do in trailer parks. You put the word anal after. we did that too. But I mean, after the name of every trailer kind. So it's like Anal Explorer, Anal Torque. What else did we say? Anyway, you could do it all day, dude. It works for every single
anal
one.
Adventure.
Yeah. Anyway, Bobby, what was I going to say? Oh, I like how Bobby last week, I think I'm going to try this Anno game. I almost said Anno game. Anno game 1800. You know, it's a good year. I never played an Anno. Sounds good. I don't know. And then everybody in the world fucking loves it. He comes back today. I still don't know.
Yeah. Dude, honestly, $60 though, dude. $60. The price is prohibitive, and that usually doesn't bother me, but I've been pinching pennies lately, and I don't know, dude. $60 for something that everyone's going to be over in 2 weeks? I don't know. So it's definitely something that I want to play at some point, because I've never played an Anno game, and Anno, whatever, but I want to play the best one, and this is obviously the best one.
Oh, man. Gotcha. It's Bobby, can you look up some RV brands?
It's so weird.
The only thing that comes to mind is a Winnebago.
See, that one doesn't work.
It's so weird seeing that.
Oh, let's see.
Did you know that?
What?
CSGO went free-to-play?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it went free-to-play.
RV brands, I guess?
RV brands.
Okay. Airstream, Forest River.
Ain't no Airstream.
Because it's it's the actual, it's not the model. Or it's the models, not the, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's fine.
Yeah, this is... RV models.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. Well, while we're researching, all right, yeah, should have worked that out beforehand. But the other thing I wanted to comment on was last week I talked about those baseball games I played, and then you brought up MLB The Show.
Oh yeah.
So I watched a good amount of Twitch this week, surprisingly.
I worked in that game on several MLB The Shows when I worked at Sony.
Oh really?
Really fun game. It's probably
because it's like an ongoing thing, right? Yeah, it's like every year.
It's the best MLB game.
Yeah, well, I watched it on Twitch and I was amazed not only at the graphics, which when you see the players up close, okay, yeah, they don't look perfect, and then like sometimes you see like someone selling concessions in the stand and they kind of like glitch on something and you notice little things like that, but the graphics are far beyond like any other baseball game.
Yeah, no, they're ridiculous. And then if you play it on a 4K TV, it upscales to it. So it's not upscale. It's like native. It goes to native 4K. It's really good, man.
Yeah, it's just a shame that that's only on console. It's like one of the very few cases where I wish I could have, like, I feel kind of cheated that I'm only a PC gamer, because, you know, even though there's a lot of good console games out there, there's still equivalents in my book. But MLB The Show, I don't think any baseball game on PC comes close to that, because not even just the graphics, but the gameplay. I noticed there's like kind of a quick time event when they field, like it slows down when the ball's hit. You have time to work out your play. You grab the ball. There's a quick time event when you throw it to second. Like, it's constantly asking you for input. Most baseball games are just kind of boring in their design. Like RBI Baseball 16 that I played last week has the exact same design that Bases Loaded 4 had on the Nintendo, you know, the original NES. There's just not a whole lot of new stuff there.
Best baseball game was King Griffey. on the Super Nintendo.
Yeah, that was great. Well, we were talking about that last week. Like, that was one of my favorite ones just because of the home run derby. I mean, the, oh, yeah, right home there.
Was the best.
I think there's a reason for it, Bobby. I don't think the PC gamers are definitely the demographic for the most part.
It probably wouldn't sell very well on the PC. Well,
they've never had Madden until now on PC.
Yeah, and how did that do on PC?
I don't think it did well. I never.
Well, they didn't sell it on Steam. Where did they even sell it?
It's on Origin.
Oh, it is Origin. Okay. Yeah,
so anyone can play it. Yeah. Have Origin access.
See, I don't know. There's just not a big enough market for sports games PC.
They're not.
Outside of
PC gamers are lazier. I don't know, dude. We're just lazier. I don't know. No, but like, I love sports games, but all like, I don't play, even though FIFA's always been on, you know, on PC, I don't play FIFA on there. Like, I played FIFA 19. When they, because I'm on Origin Access, and I was like, oh, I'm going to play online, just play some people online. No, they weren't that good. I go on PS4, I get my ass kicked. I play on PC, I actually win. So.
Damn. Epic Triarch Face, thank you for the subscription.
2 months.
All right. So, yeah, that was my little recap from last week. I got other games to talk about, but why don't you guys talk about something here? Katana Zero, how did that pan out?
It was good. Very good. The only thing I didn't like was it wasn't good for streaming because the text portions were so long. But they didn't have to be. There was a kind of every conversation, every line of conversation is almost like a mini game in a way.
Is this the game we talked about?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. When Gamescom came out?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
And it was exactly what we thought it was. It's a Hotline Miami in 2D. Tons of stuff, just like Hotline Miami, tons of style, tons of Twitch mechanics. You got to get everything just right. Look at all that.
Yeah.
I did that shit because I beat this game in 2 days. I don't know when the last time I beat a game was.
That's a very mini thing to do right there.
Yeah.
Beat a side scroller.
Yeah, it's not very long, like I said. So
that's what she said.
When you're talking to somebody, you can just cut it short right away and just be like, fuck you.
That's what she said.
If you keep waiting, more options. The longer you listen to them, the more options you get. So in order to see all of your options, you have to wait the longest. But also, you know, you can't say fuck you anymore. Like, fuck you is no longer an option. Does that make any sense, what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like
so there's like a window.
There's a window. Yeah.
What an interesting way to do dialogue.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And that, you know, this is overwhelmingly positive. It's a 10 out of 10 on Steam.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Music's fantastic. The gameplay is great.
Oh, wait. Let me say something I say every episode. Dude, we should set up family chair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, it could happen, man. Chi finally took the Switch last week.
Oh, wow.
It's on the DLG roadmap, man. Set up family share coming this May.
We should have a roadmap. We won't ever stick to it.
No,
that's well, that's the plan, dude. We're hoping for TwitchCon house. Well, TwitchCon weekend. It's going to be a big deal for DLG. So hopefully.
But I really that interests me what you said about the dialogue here because that's something where I feel like so many games suffer.
Check it out. Oh,
they just cut away from it. Like, oh, cool. I think the standard thing to do, because every gamer has that kind of completionist bug in them, so they wait for the conversation to finish, then they start going through each option one by one, and then eventually you're going to get to the right one by process of elimination. I think you can do that with a lot of games that require you to play through these dialogues, but I always felt like there's got to be a better way to do it, because it's funny, I like to read. I read a lot, but not in video games. Like, if text comes up in a video game, I'm like, nope.
Oh, really?
It depends on the game, too, though.
I can't do it, man. Not even just text dialogue, but like voice as well. I just immediately get bored. I like pull out my phone in the middle of cutscenes. Like, I can't do it.
I can't wait until I can break my leg or something so I can just play Divinity, you know, and just like read all that shit. There's so much reading in Divinity.
Oh, yeah. I wish I could get some workman's comp or something.
Yeah, right.
That'd be so dope.
At retirement, man. You know, only got, what, like 30 more years?
Oh. Yeah. Can't wait. Yeah.
So you were on the verge of returning this game last week, weren't you?
Yeah, man. The first half hour.
Yeah. How did that happen? I don't get it.
I think it was because I felt hurried because I was streaming it and I wasn't enjoying it. I was like, I was thinking about the people watching, not my own enjoyment. And then when I played it offline, I was hooked. That was it. Like, dude, before every episode or every, what do you call it? Fucking level. Oh, yeah, there's a motorcycle level with that completely different from the rest of the game. But you put on these headphones and you put the cassette in and you could hear all of that and you hear it. And you hear it start to wind up and then the music starts. And then you just fucking play through the level. It's awesome, dude. And I couldn't wait to hear the new tape go in next level. Yeah. There's only eight or nine levels, though.
Some good sound engineering happening.
Yep.
How long did it take you to beat?
I don't know.
Because they don't have a number here on it.
It'd be hard for me to say.
Yeah.
I did it in 2 days, so I would say 5 to 6 hours is my guess.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, you know, it also depends how good you are. Because you could probably beat it in 2 hours if you don't die.
Nice. All right.
Where do you want to go? Who's next?
What? You can go. Go for it.
Oh, no. Well, okay. So I didn't really play a full game.
Yeah.
But I did.
Okay.
I thought it was funny because when I was listening to, the podcast, the first part of it, you guys talked about Forager.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had seen it on Twitch, and I was like, dude, that looks really cool. I like Minecraft or something. That's what I thought. And then I was like, dude, that looks familiar. So I went through my Humble Bundle. I went on the website and you can see which month, right? So, and then I saw one.
Do you subscribe for the monthly?
I was. I ended it in January.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause the following month was going to be the three main games I owned.
Oh,
so
I was gotcha.
I check every month and they're like, this month, I think it's Origins coming up. That's for the next month. I own that too, so I'm not going to get it. But I don't know. Humble Bundle's good. It's good to have. But I saw it, and I'm like, shit. So I went through, and I found it. There was a demo.
Okay.
Lets you go up to level 10. Because the character levels up. It took me an hour and a half to get to level 10.
Okay.
Because I died a couple times trying to do it because I, you know, figuring out the game. There's no tutorial whatsoever. Yeah. It was just like, here you go.
Yeah.
All right, dope. That hour and a half felt like 10 minutes.
Oh, really?
You
really enjoyed it.
Super fucking fun.
Yeah. So you're going to pick it up?
Yes. Yeah. It's worth
$20. How much is it, Bobby?
$20. It's worth the $20. It's totally worth the $20. I'm not joking, dude. It was really fun. Okay, if you like Minecraft, if you like a little bit of a farming sim, you like adventure... it was really neat. It was.
Do you like adventure?
Do you like adventure?
Do you? That sounds awesome.
No, it's okay. So you start off on an island, and then each
Marshmallow Man. Do you like Marshmallow Man?
Do you like Do you like the Stay Puft Man? So you like chickens? No. So the game's really neat. It's you start off on an island, and on this island you start to pick up rocks and mine rocks and plants. And I was like, what the fuck is this shit? Because I was just like, tick, tick, tick. Yeah. And I was just like, dude, this fucking... And then I just kept doing it. And then you can build something. You can build a forge. You can build an oven. You can build this. You can build that. You start making weapons. You start making shovels. You start making all this stuff. And you're trying to get the tokens, right? You keep going. You keep going. You keep going. They sprout on the island. It's like the iron... That comes up, it just sprouts up, and then you can mine the iron. So it just and it's constant.
Oh, okay.
So
the none of the resources are depletable.
No. They just keep coming. They keep coming. But the thing is, they keep coming like super fast. That's what she said. And they keep spawning, and you just keep like building and building and building. Once you have enough money, you can open up other islands. Each island has different little things, even secret things. The island on the left...
Are they randomly generated, you think?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure, but for instance...
I feel like they would be.
The island on the left, which was the first one that I opened, it was like 90 gold coins, right?
Yeah.
Which, at the beginning, took fucking forever.
Yeah.
But, you know...
It ramps up.
Yeah, it ramps up. The island on the left... So watch. If that was the beginning island, then yeah, it's randomly generated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, that happened. There was four pillars, and I'm like, what the fuck? So you start pressing them, and then there's puzzles and secret things within the island. And then you open up dungeons. You open up there's just a lot to it, man. I want to talk more about the game because, I want to actually play it. You
didn't play enough yet.
Yeah, yeah. So this hour and a half only gave me, basic farming, basic, mining.
Minor combat.
Yeah, I died a couple times because there were these bulls that just rush you.
Yeah. And knock you off the island.
Yeah, they just fuck you up.
Yeah. I saw on one island, it was completely full with gems.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? Those are growing out of the ground?
Is yeah.
And he's planting them like
they're like just plants? They're just, so like, I would clean up the island, get rid of everything, all the trees, all the ore that just comes up out of nowhere. There's mushrooms, there's all this stuff that just comes
up. You heard it here first. Marshmallow men are terrible for the environment.
And I would clean out the island. And I would have other stuff spawning, and they would just start spawning. You're like, all right, cool. And then you're throwing stuff into the ovens, and then you, and like, you have,
ooh, one, that looks awesome.
You have one oven going, you have two ovens going, you have three ovens going. You start, and then
that's a lot of little game. Every time, like, you, every game, minute you say, I'm reminded of another game.
Dude, there's so much happening in this game. It's hard for me to actually, like
that looks like Factorio to me right there, because he has so many ovens.
So you have cooking. Everything going on, and then, dude, there's like, I don't know, man. There's just so much happening.
There's a little bit of combat involved, too.
A lot of combat, actually.
Oh, really?
But yeah, like, you actually get really rare.
It reminds me of, probably most, more than anything, is Terraria, but a different. It's top down.
Yeah.
Terraria was side scrolling.
Yeah, dude. It's like.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. We had a whole wave of those games for a while. That was the big thing. Was just those.
I can say it's like a Terraria together with Minecraft, together with Zelda, together with like more in depth RPG elements when it comes to
a little bit of Borderlands 2 in there.
Gee, what are you thinking? Are you digging it? I think she's in.
I think she said she went to go get some wine.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, wine run. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but yeah. No, dude, it's something else. It's,
$20 is probably a good investment, because it seems like you could spend a lot of time.
I would almost. This is not my kind of game. I could almost check this out. I'm not sure.
It's a roguelike.
Oh,
I'm lying.
But if it's randomly generated, it has some roguelike.
Yeah. No. So elements. And then you do die, and when you die, you start off from your last save point. So you like, because I died, I got so fucking mad because I thought it was a roguelike. And I was.
You had to start all over again?
No, it didn't. It started off at, I think, when I barely turned level 9, it went back to that part, I think. 100%. Because I only died once. Because the fucking bull just came at me. There were like three bulls. Like, the first bull that came up in one of the islands took me down to like one heart, but then I was able to kill him. Mm-hmm. But then later on, I opened up another island and I just rushed into it. And then there was like fucking. Three or five bulls that just all rush me at the same time and just fucked me up. But it's really cool because, like, you actually, the island you open up can actually just have a dungeon entrance and you walk in. It's really neat. I thought it's just something different. It's like Stardew Valley together with Minecraft together with.
All right, I guess more on this next week.
Yeah, I'm buying this. Yeah,
so you've only played the demo at this point.
I only played the demo, but it was so much fun.
Do you get to save your progress from the demo?
No, because it was DRM.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just installed it real quick.
An open world Binding of Isaac, that's what the world needs.
Yes.
Someone in chat was mentioning that. Damn, yeah, that looks good.
It's worth the $20. I didn't think it was going to be that much fun, but time flew playing this one.
Cool.
It hadn't happened in a while.
Bobby?
All right. So first I wanted to mention Augmented Steam. So Jeff Sunday posted this in our Discord, and I'm really glad he did. Augmented Steam is the new version of Enhanced Steam. I don't know if we ever brought this up, but back in January, they stopped supporting Enhanced Steam. And if you don't know what that is, it's a plugin for Chrome or Firefox that is essential, really, in my opinion. It gives you things like this. You can see on screen, it tells you what the lowest price of a game is at other retailers, the historical lowest price, if it's in a bundle. It also puts in the Steam charts stats there, so you can see how many people are playing the game right now, just right there on the Steam page. Also incorporates Metacritic, OpenCritic, and lets you directly open up different pages for them. It's an add-on that brings out all these different features in Steam, not just the store page, but also on your profile as well, in your inventory. There's a lot of tools to help you manage your inventory, buy and sell cards in the market.
Unfortunately, it doesn't work on the Steam app or launcher. You got to use it through the website.
Yeah, through the website itself.
Every time, do you launch your games through the website and everything, Bobby? You don't use the launcher?
No, I use the launcher all the time.
So it's basically,
I don't know if you can launch your games through. Oh, you can. So. You can hit the play button here, and then it will open up Steam, which will then launch your game. Mm. But I do browse like any sort of market stuff or inventory stuff. Always use the browser. But yeah, Enhanced Team was just a must have. And also Steve Inventory Helper, that's a good one too for managing your inventory. But Enhanced Team, they stopped supporting it. I noticed all the features started disappearing. We noticed it here because on the podcast, we use that all the time. I mean, it's really nice just to be able to scroll down and see like, what's the how long to beat on this game, or what's the Metacritic on it, or what's the current players from Steam charts.
So like, how is Augmented different?
It's not. So what happened when the guy announced in January that he was no longer going to be supporting this? He said, istthereanydeal.com was going to take it over. So this is their version of it. And from what I can tell so far, it's exactly the same, except that everything works again.
All the features are back. Okay.
So if you go to the Chrome Web Store and you try to add Enhanced Steam, you can do it, but it's going to be a stripped down version that doesn't really do anything. You want to get Augmented Steam. I didn't even know this existed. I thought they were just going to continue with under the Enhanced Steam name,
right?
And apparently not. So thank you, Jeff Sunday, for bringing that to my attention.
Yeah,
that just definitely helped me out.
Are we running it now?
Yeah, I just installed it before we started the show.
Okay,
so that'll make things a lot.
Whoa, blown away! No, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, it's it makes things a lot easier.
Judge Dredd.
Yeah, the other game I wanted, or the game that I played this week. So I've. If you haven't noticed, I've been on a Judge Dredd kick. I've been reading a lot of
comic books. Yeah, you played that dice one. What the
fuck? Yeah. I watched the 95 movie again yesterday, and I just wanted to play a clip from here.
How's the new one?
The new one is incredible.
When did the new one?
2012.
Damn.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite movies.
What?
It's so good.
Are you lying?
Yeah, dude, the new Judge Dredd movie.
Because I heard you're really so good.
Judgy about about movies, especially like superhero movies and stuff.
No. Dude, that movie was... I mean, first of all, I'm a Judge Dredd fan, but they made all the right decisions in that movie. Like, they just made so many right decisions with it. I mean, Carl Urban doesn't have much of a chin, but we'll let that go. He did a great job as Judge Dredd. But I saw that movie in the theater in 3D, and this was during the 3D hype. You know, this is post-Avatar, like a couple years after, where everyone's like, we got to do 3D. So that movie's kind of meant to be seen in 3D, but you can still enjoy it without. But I saw it in the theater 3D. I'm like, sometimes when I watch a movie, I'm like, oh my God, I got to watch this again. Like, I'm not even done watching it right now, and I already want to rewatch it.
No, damn, like, I got to see this movie.
My friend Adolfo, we have really similar.
Yeah.
Liking for movies, and he loved it. He said, dude, it's fucking great. Go watch it. I haven't watched it yet.
You know, another movie that was like that, that just, it's something you wouldn't think it's good, but what's the Vin Diesel movie with the blind monsters?
Oh, Riddick?
Pitch Black?
Yeah, yeah.
Pitch Black was good. Same universe.
But then Chronicles of Riddick was like, what the fuck? Super good at the time. I don't know if it holds up or anything.
No, it's a great movie.
Yeah, Chronicles of Riddick.
Yeah, that's what people have told me. I've never seen any of those movies, but people have always said, like,
oh, dude, you can watch all of them.
Riddick is super, super good.
They're really good movies.
Yeah, well, the 2012 Dredd, if you haven't seen that, definitely check it out. And what's weird is, I mean, first of all,
Judge betrayed the law.
They did a whole day in the life of Judge.
The law.
Okay, all right, let's get through this first because I got to see this. We're going to do all the damn quotes. All right, so this is from the 1995 Sylvester Stallone movie. What you're going to hear is Sylvester Stallone and Armand Desante just yelling at each other's faces about 6 inches apart from them. So just keep that in mind as we see this. This is.
That's the best.
All right,
that's
this
the best scene. No, it's not.
But let me get some audio here.
Control yourself.
I gotta skip ahead a little bit.
You know, I never understood that. Why did you judge me? Why did you judge me?
You killed innocent people.
The means to an end.
You started a massacre.
I caused the revolution.
You betrayed the law.
Law.
What?
When you're losing an argument, you could just roar at someone. That's a valid... Actually, it's a little less valid now, but in the beginning of Man, that's all we had is roars. Yeah, we started off with just roars. Then language got in the way of the roars, and this guy just brought it back, dude. Yeah. That's all.
And then you got the Asian chick from Twin Peaks in the background there for some reason. But yeah. So that was the 95 Judge Dredd. And that movie, like, as much as I watched it last night, I was like, you know, this movie is terrible, but it's not as terrible as I thought. And like, I can't hate it that much because that was the movie that put Judge Dredd on the radar for me. If it wasn't for that movie, I would have never known about the comic books. And it's a British comic book. So, you know, the...
Sorry.
the British and, you know, like those, they know a lot about Judge Dredd, but it's never been that popular in the U.S. And I think the only reason that people even know about it is because of that Sylvester Stallone movie.
Oh, really. No. Well, I was a comic book guy, so I was aware of
it. I wasn't that into comic
books. And I like Dark Horse stuff. I think Dark Horse published that. Yeah. Anyways,
but cool. Yeah, so the new one, definitely check that one out. That movie is incredible.
So what is this?
Judge Dredd, Dredd vs. Death. This is a game that came out in 2005. This is probably...
Was it another dice game?
No, it's a first-person shooter. It's your standard mid-2000s first-person shooter. The graphics, even for the time, are not that great. The gameplay, like, they got a lot of thematic things
I think we should start a new section. Classic gaming or something with Bobby. Yeah.
No, what the fuck with Bobby?
I'm throwing a lot of curveballs here this month. But this is totally my jam, dude. Mid-2000 shooter. Hell yeah, I'm on board. I've tried to play this game so many times, but I've never beaten it. I'm actually over halfway through it. Like, I'm plowing through this game. I'll probably finish it next week. The AI, not great. The level design is pretty sparse.
I could tell. There's 8 guys in front of you. Not one of them is behind cover. Mm-hmm. Not one.
This is probably a stage shot there. They do have, like, multiplayer and challenge modes built in, which is kind of cool, but they got everything right thematically, which, if you aren't familiar with Judge Dredd, there's like a lot of shit you're probably not going to pick up on with the language that they use and the terms, but the actual game itself, I don't know, it's hard for me to like it because it's just not done very well. They got the lawgiver right, so you've got all these different types of ammo, but there's really no reason to use the different types of ammo.
If you could just shoot them anyway?
Yeah, you just blow them up, and then you roll past them. There's no like specific situations where you feel like, oh, well, I need ricochet for this or high X for that. You know, it's just, you kind of just plow through all this stuff. Something really weird about this game, too, there is some suspicious tie-in with Red Bull. So one of the first cutscenes in there, like, he drives by on the Lawmaster, kicks up a Red Bull can, and it lands just label out right in front of the camera. I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird, Red Bull. All right. And then later I'm going through levels, and I see crates of Red Bull just stacked in areas. And I'm like, what? Why would they put that in the game? That just seems really awkward to me. I don't know.
I think I remember seeing Red Bull in a lot of games early on. I think they were one of the first ones to let their license go for free. And so sometimes you can make
promotional purposes. Yeah. Probably. Uh-huh. Yeah. And because, I mean, this is 2005, and Red Bull, I remember being real popular at prom, which was 2001, but that was like right when it started getting big, like this energy drink craze, right?
Well, yeah.
Early 2000s.
What blew me away, dude, was when I found out, I think Chad told me, because he was at Sony a long time, early on. And he told me, like, for their soccer games, and you see all those banners in the background with all the same, whatever they would be advertising at a regular soccer game.
Oh, yeah.
Except for Sony has to pay them in order to put those ads in their game, not the other way around. It's fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah, that's
it's
nuts.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, and gotcha. Speaking of those banners, I mentioned this before, but if you go to Petco Park and watch the Padres play, there is a Rocket League banner out in left field.
Oh, really?
Always cracks me up. Yeah.
I want to say this before it scrolls away. Clown Lotion says, don't want to sound creepy, but she looks sexy as fuck tonight. And then Morcone says he's looking horny. Yeah. Goddamn mythical hotness. And then something else.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The pinata unicorn has been a...
I forgot the mic is kind of hot, and I've been moving it around.
Oh, shit.
And then I was kind of doing this, and you can hear it. You can hear every part of chi. I mean, unicorn chi.
Unicorn chi.
Look at that, look at that, look at that. Watch, listen.
That's she's right sitting there. A little closer to Bobby this time.
Watch it with that horn there. All right. So, yeah, that's what I've been up to this week. More old shooter
games.
Games
are always the best, man. Do you remember Time?
Was it, no, they're what? Not. Time Splitters was good.
Time Splitters. Yeah.
It looks like no, they're not. Time Splitters was good.
Well, if it was good, the way we just talked about Time Splitters, we'd be like, Judge Dredd, dude.
Yeah. Well, this shit. Game, okay, so I read a couple of the reviews.
I never even heard about this game.
This game totally slipped under the radar.
For reasons.
Dude, Judge Dredd slips under the radar. No Judge Dredd movie has ever been successful, man. It just doesn't make enough money in the United States. It's not a U.S. thing. I don't know if that's because they're like satirizing us heavily or like what our deal is with it. But yeah, I don't know.
Time Splitters was a game that came out for the PlayStation.
I believe Rare made it right after 007.
So when Rare split, it was the whole Rare split. Part of the people that made GoldenEye. made Time Splitters.
Yeah. And one of the characters.
Cool, and one of the cool things about Time Splitters was you can create your own map. Was that the thing?
Maybe. There was portals.
It was a really great fucking game.
Yeah, because they would take classes, not just classes, but each class came from a different like time. So you had your cowboy, and then you'd go to like, you know, and that was really cool.
Yeah,
but
I think there was a Time Splitters 3, right? And that or something like I don't know, something happened, and then it just went to shit.
Yeah.
I forgot what it was.
As they usually do.
Yeah, something happened and went to shit. But Time Splitters 1 and 2 were good.
And this is something else. This is Time Splitters Rewind.
This guy's just, yeah, this looks way too new. That guy's just throwing mines on that dude and then blowing him up. No. That's hilarious.
No, yeah, but yeah, Time Splitters 1 actually was for the PS2. That was the best one. Yeah, the first Time Splitters was the best one.
I would say that Time Splitters Rewind is the best, even though I haven't played it.
There we go. Dude, this game, it was...
You could tell. It looks just like 007,
it looks
right,
just like GoldenEye. Yeah.
But we had a lot of fun with this.
Yeah, and it had something. It had something for a creator, right? Wasn't it?
I don't know.
Wasn't it create your own map? You can just make... Like, it gave you a grid, and you just made maps.
So they had a map maker in the game?
Something like that.
Usually those aren't very good, but if it was done this far back, like, that would have been pretty novel.
But no, this game was great. PS2.
Time Splitters. Can you get that on PC these days?
I don't know.
They have a PS2 emulator out there, right?
Yeah, they do.
Risk of Rain?
Risk of Rain. Oh. They're bringing it up on the chat.
Yeah.
You guys should go on Twitch. The Twitch is fun, man. Everyone's interacting with us. It's really cool. I played Risk of Rain. You played Risk of Rain.
Yeah, I've played it. So I gave it a kind of a shitty review. Don't remember if I gave it a re-review.
Really? No, you did not.
Okay.
Dude, no, I don't know. I think you gave it a good review because I remember after you talking about it, I wanted to play it.
No, he didn't. He did not.
I was like...
He was the reason why I didn't want to play it.
Yeah.
Okay. And
I said the pacing was like... slow.
I feel
and
like
blah, blah,
you
blah.
Talked about it again, and you said, "Oh, I played it with people this time." And then
I did re-review it.
Okay.
So he's probably. Thank you, Bobby. Yeah. We have a.
Never mind. If you don't fucking hate this game,
we need a stenographer.
You played with people and you liked it.
Playing this with four people is the way to go. And
and Ray's that's what happened, man. That's what happened. It was Saturday night. Drunk as fuck. Great night. One of those great nights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was with the family. It was really good. Carne asada. It's pretty bomb.
Thanks for the invite.
And I was, you were in Vegas.
We've never had a party at your house besides once.
Just once, huh?
Yeah. How about we use your
house? It's
always here.
We'll
guess who has to clean up after this?
I don't clean up at my house.
All right.
Anyways. And fucking Fastidious. He's like, let's play Risk of Rain. Yeah, I'm not playing that. I heard it sucks. He gifts it. And I'm like, okay, I'm playing.
Well, is he buying you a game every week? Whose dick do I gotta suck? Well, obviously his.
It's kind of small. Anyways, so we were playing this. Dude, it was so much fun. It was me, it was Dazed, it was so calm. It was really, 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 really fun game. I was enjoying it. I thought it was gonna suck because I do remember you did talk about
maybe
it.
Maybe you
afterwards.
Weren't there for the second one.
No, I
was. Oh, you were?
Yeah, I was. I just forgot. But no, it was really entertaining. I only played what's the basic class? Just a basic soldier?
Yeah, warrior, I think, or something.
Or whatever,
Yeah. Commando.
Commando.
Yeah.
I played commando class. But then I was watching SOCOM play, and I was watching, I think it was engineer class.
Yeah.
Fucking overpowered as fuck, just
late game, if you can get to late game.
He had so many power ups, just destroying everything, but it was really fun. It was,
here's my problem with Risk of Rain. Yes, fun for sure. But if you sit down and you're let's get some shit done this run, you know, let's play the best we can, whatever. Let's say you make it to level 47, each one of those took 5 minutes. You can't get up ever. There's no downtime. You can't even pause. There's no pausing, obviously. But even if you beat a level, the next level starts within 30 seconds. You can't even go pee. Like, there's no downtime in this game.
So with the levels that I played with them, it was just we would kill everything, get to the point where we can just walk around the map.
Right. For downtime?
Yeah, that was our downtime. So
that's probably why you were underpowered, because they were picking up all the power.
No.
The interesting thing about
Dave
this game.
Dave was stealing my shit. I had to let her know. She stopped fucking up.
The nice thing about this game is loot stacks. So just keep looting.
My bar just got huge.
Yeah.
That was so neat. I really like that. Fastidious love the double, like adding speed to your attack. Oh, so yeah. He would just, there's 3D printers, and you clone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't know that. You would clone your power up. So he just kept throwing everything he had in there and just kept getting more speed.
Damn.
Towards all the attacks. That was really neat. I would steal some from him.
Yeah.
But it was really cool. I really enjoyed it. You unlock more characters as you progress. I thought that was cool. It gives you more incentive to keep playing. But it was really neat, man. I've never played a rogue like that. It was
Fastidious saying we got into the bourbon too quick. We're not drunk yet.
We're not drunk.
We will be.
In a bit.
Well on your way.
I know. We're getting
there. Maybe because you keep saying really, 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 really.
Really, really, really good looking.
Really, really, really fun. Really, really good looking.
Really, 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 really.
It's too bad she's not here today, because I feel like we need to have at least one episode where you guys can just hash out this World War Z thing.
That's gotta happen.
There is no war, Bobby.
There's a big war.
She's clearly biased. Clearly she's biased. 100%. I'm not saying this is better than Left 4 Dead.
I don't want
to. But it has a lot of points that are better. It has progression. It has a lot of mechanics that the other one didn't.
I ate at 10 o'clock today, so that's why on my second one I'm really feeling it.
Like really, really?
Like really, really, really. Like really, really. Oh, what up? It tastes so good.
Especially when it hits your lips.
Yeah.
What the fuck was I talking about? Oh, okay. So it has mechanics that Left 4 Dead... There was no mechanics in the first one. There was melee, there's shove, and shoot, right?
Yeah, Bobby? That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. This has, you know, weapon turrets, it has explosives, it has every character class has a special...
Oh, yeah, that's the episode title right there.
DLG stands for Drunk Latino Gamecast.
And Bobby.
And Bobby. And their manager. the fuck was I talking about?
I don't know.
World War Z.
Yeah, I know. But that especially.
The mechanics.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And
the mechanics of what Left 4 Dead is and what World War Z is.
We finally played it. It was me, you.
And Fastidious.
Fastidious were playing. And you know what? We talked shit about Fastidious. He was playing this game very well. He did better than me.
We actually played PvP afterwards. And yeah. This guy was killing it.
Yeah, but then every once in a while, he fucking totally sucks at video games.
Yeah,
so.
He does.
I don't know.
It's his controller gameplay, I think.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, he's his controller. Yeah. Who the fuck is the controller?
Yeah.
Fuck.
The recovering addicts.
Noob.
Control addicts.
Anyways.
Controller addicts.
The third person throws me off. I don't know.
It does a little bit. But
you get used to it.
Since I played so much Division 2,
yeah.
I would press spacebar twice thinking I was going to roll, and I wasn't. Right. It wasn't happening. It was fun, dude. I did want to say,
it's very rare, especially these days. I mean, I've been gaming so long that I'm in awe of something. Something like made just wows me. Just like, oh my God, like, guys, look at this. And probably three times in my four-hour session, I was like, look at that. Or somebody said, look across the thing. And then you just see a fucking army that you're like, how are we? It doesn't make sense. It boggles the mind.
So that's what happened.
How do they have so many units? I don't know if those units are actually units that are actually going to end up over there. I think somewhere there's some fuckery.
There was that level where they were coming over the mountain.
Yeah.
Where it looked like there was just thousands.
Yeah.
We didn't get those thousands. But it looked super sick.
Dude, super sick. Bobby, I don't know if you can find one of these scenes.
So this is pretty much what happened. Like when I was...
The gas station. Gas station scene, Bobby. Yeah. If you can look that up.
But so I guess what happened with Chi was when the game came out day of, I was playing it and we were on Discord. We had a couple people on the channel. Just, you know, we were all chatting and I was the only one playing it. And I kept going, oh my goodness, that looks so fucking awesome.
Uh-huh.
Holy dude, that looks great. Oh, and I kept saying that. And that's not seeing it. And that's when Chi kept on saying, oh, maybe I will buy it. Maybe I will try it. And then I was like, dude, that looks so awesome. And it was me seeing... Thousand zombies rush in and just start going at you.
Yeah.
It's because honestly, it looks incredible.
It looks incredible. Although I think that's going to die. You know, if let's say you play this
Yeah,
this is your shit.
Yeah,
you're gonna be like whatever on that because you know it's not real.
But then again, this has something Left 4 Dead does not have, and that's the weapon progression.
Yeah,
you
upgrade. You feel like you're doing something.
And that was a whole conversation we had even before this game came out. Was if you released Left 4 Dead 2 today, you would have to have some sort of progression. Exactly. Like you just can't make a game without that anymore.
And the other thing, Bobby. So like every class has a special ability, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that ability is a backpack. But for you, it says, let's say it was explosive ammo. That's what you do. You can give everybody explosive ammo. So the backpack says explosive ammo for you. But for him, it's electrical fences. Let's just say it's, that's not it. But the same backpack. So you have to talk amongst yourself who should get those supply ones for the next portion. And, you know, I'm sure once you get into the really hard shit, you got to really think about what.
When you see those zombies piling up,
yeah, dude, it's scary, man.
It's scary, and then throwing a grenade to take a couple out, it looks amazing.
Very satisfying, like a Molotov, just a Molotov, a regular, you know what that is, in the right position. If you throw it at the base of one of those pyramids, you're gonna fuck up the whole pyramid with one Molotov.
If they had Molotovs,
they do.
They don't.
Guarantee they do.
100% Molotov.
Yeah. One of the classes does.
Stop making up shit.
No, it's true.
they are like a bunch of classes, so they might be.
Yeah, and then the if you see the giant gun that's behind their back, that's something he picked up on the level. And there's a bunch of that. There's a bunch of there's things that make you feel like you're just doing so much damage.
You can have like a heavy damage weapon, like a chainsaw, like a big ass machine gun, like all these things. Mm-hmm. And
so they got some melee in there too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's a melee class.
Oh, yeah, and actually...
The slasher.
If you press F, it actually helps you out so much, like, because zombies get really close to you, man. You have 20 zombies rushing you.
Yeah.
So sometimes you get overpowered, and you just, a quick F, you do combos.
Yeah, you can do combos. And I think the slasher gets an extra combo attack, I think is how that works. Hmm. But anyway, I was having fun, for sure. There was times, you know, very tense moments. And there's times where we're like, how are we going to do this?
We play...
And that, I mean, what else do you want from a game like this? And by the way, 100% just like Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is nuts. She's a crazy person. She's a crazy person, and I don't know what she's talking about. Like, how many more similarities do you need? Let me give credit where credit's due. We did bring up a couple things. Left 4 Dead is better at their randomness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes. I forgot what they call it. They used to call it an AI director, I think.
Yeah, the AI director.
Yeah, and the director would think, oh, this is where the best time to do while you're playing, because it would adapt. This seems a lot more like they were coming out of the same places a lot of the time.
Yeah, so if you would walk into a room and there would be whatever the
fuck. A creeper?
The creeper. Let's say the creeper would come up behind those crates, right? It happens the first time. You walk in the second time, it would jump out behind the van. That's the only difference. You know, it would still come out in that same room, just in different parts of the room. But the thing is, every fucking time made me jump and scream.
And another thing, the special infected were definitely a lot more...
They're easier to kill, I feel.
In this one, yeah. I mean, the special infected are not special. And then the special infected in Left 4 Dead...
But the whole thing about... them, well, at least in Left 4 Dead, was they incapacitate you, so you need somebody else, and that had the whole teamwork.
Yeah, the creeper does the exact same thing as whatever the other one was called.
The gas bag is really simple, just to get rid of.
Yeah, that's like the fat one.
No. The gas bag is the hazmat.
Yeah, but he's like the fat one in
Left 4 Dead. No, that would be. Oh yeah,
yeah, it's the exact same thing because they explode and they get you
the
gas.
Boomer.
Yeah,
the boomer.
Like
the boomer. No, but like the smoker, you can't. There's nothing like the smoker in here. The smoker is awesome. The tank, there's something called a bull on this, and it just doesn't compare, man.
Well, the bull 2 had the charger. Left 4 Dead 2 had the charger.
Well, he's more like that.
Yeah, okay. See, that's right there.
But you could kill him really easy. Although, we're playing on normal.
No, well, and then again, we are killing them easier because I'm using the machine gun class, the basic class, the soldier class, and I have an ability that does like 30% more damage to all the special zombies.
Oh, okay.
Which is really neat.
Yeah.
I know that's
oh, and then I gave you explosive ammo one time.
Yeah.
And you killed it in like two bullets.
In like three bullets.
Yeah.
But that's only because we were working together.
So it's stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason why that happened. If not, it wouldn't happen.
It's a good game. And for $30, fucking steal.
Is it 30 or 25?
35.
35. Oh, 35.
The thing is, this is okay. This isn't Left 4 Dead. It's not Left 4 Dead. It will never be Left 4 Dead, but it pays honor to it. You know, it's like, it's a great game. You're going to enjoy. You're going to have so much fun playing this game. It'll never be Left 4 Dead. No. You know, if you're biased about it.
Here's the thing, dude. Also, when Left 4 Dead came out, how many games were released that year? You know, like significant games, probably 30 significant games. This year, there's probably going to be 100 significant games. It's a different time.
It's a saturated market.
Yeah.
But so there's progression. So if you group up with somebody who is really leveled up, then he's going to have a much easier time going through that level. And then you got to set the difficulty to harder to kind of keep up with that.
So we played level 3, the older difficulty, and that was easy. It wasn't easy, but we had a good time.
I like being able to play with the difficulties, because Left 4 Dead, you couldn't. Exact same. Well, they had a easy, medium, hard difficulty.
We died right there at 4. We put level 4.
Yeah.
If you're watching the Twitch stream, there's this area where you're playing with these subway.
Train station.
All these little train station. And in that area, we got our ass kicked. We could have probably handled it.
But we were new, and we weren't leveled up at all.
The first time we played.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's saying we're playing on hard.
Yeah.
And then so we had to dial it back and then try to level up. That's not what I'm talking about, Bobby. When I say fucking like you're in awe.
Oh, yeah. Like from the movie. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy, dude. It's fucking crazy. Oh, anyway.
So that guy that brought up the bazooka, Emilio was very successful.
Let me tell it. So we're in like the subway section and the gate's closed and there's 75 zombies coming over this gate. And I've been holding this bazooka this so long. You get one shot with this thing. And Ray was really close. Ray or Fast. They're really close, like shooting this. And I was like, Ray, you're going to want to stand back. I'm about to fuck shit up. So I pulled out my bazooka. Somehow, there was no break in the zombies. It was a massive wall of zombies. My missile went right between one or two of their legs. I just fucking whiffed. The ultimate whiff of all time. I mean, get out of the way. Sorry, a man's coming through, guys. Get out of the way. I don't want you to get hurt from the destruction I'm about to ensue. Whiff. Boom.
It went past 100 fucking zombies. How do you miss 100 fucking zombies? Oh, it was so great. Right,
Pat says, I feel like, watch out, guys. I got a Zooka.
I feel like that instant when he shot, all the zombies went left and right. Just opened up just for him. And it just went through all of them. Oh, it was so good. It was hilarious.
Damn.
It's fun.
That's a great thing about games like this. You can have moments like that.
Yeah.
You
know?
It's a fun game. It's not Left 4 Dead. It'll never be Left 4 Dead, but it is Left 4 Dead.
Yeah. It's exactly Left 4 Dead. This is what I said. If this came out, if Valve put this out and called it Left 4 Dead 3, she would have loved it. She would have loved every single thing about it. She has a biased opinion.
And if they would have made it first person and called it Left 4 Dead 3.
So glad she's not here to yell at me or start crying.
Nice. All right. Well, we all had a chance to play Tabs today.
Yeah.
Emilio, you've been hitting that pretty hard. They had a new update.
That's what she said.
I finished all the content in one day. There's, you know, I don't know,
that's
2 hours of content, maybe 3 hours of content. Super fun, though. Like, not one battle was not fun. I had so much fun with every single battle. I was having a good time trying to figure all this out. I don't know this map. This is new. Or this is maybe a test map that they had put together.
This was uploaded 6 hours ago, so it could be the new Dynasty.
So that's the first pirate. There's pirate's going to be the new one after Dynasty.
But that could be just Sandbox, right?
Yeah, it could be Sandbox. But either way.
Faction challenging.
I'm not sure how he got access to the pirates. Anyway, I played it all. I love it. I mean,
he just stabbed his armpit.
There's a mix of strategy and just goofiness that just works out perfectly. What'd you guys think?
Definitely funny. The comedy, I think, comes from the Jell-O-like movements of the characters, a lot like Gang Beasts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's that same kind of just wacky comedy from it. So, yeah, and it It's UEB or UEBS or whatever that game was with a point, with the missions. And it's like, set them up, let them play out. And you made an interesting point. You can have the exact same troops and it can play out two different ways. So there's a little bit of randomness involved.
But. Yeah, for sure. Like Bobby walked in and I had lost the battle and I was like, oh, I'm just going to let this battle play out again so I can show him what this is about. And then I won. But like, it wasn't close.
It's because the physics play into this, you know. Yeah. If for some reason the CPU walks into like a divot in the fucking,
he's gonna fall.
He's gonna fall, and then let's say the next time he walks through, he doesn't. That's it. He'll get the hit.
It's
that crazy.
So the only reason I was playing, I was supposed to be doing show notes. I had to play it because I saw that an update came out, and they have a roadmap and everything, and they say Dynasty was to come out. So Dynasty is the Asian faction, but that's not what's important. What's important is they're like addressing issues. So the Valkyries were really overpowered. They were just killing everything. They're like flying angels. And now they have the ninjas that kill them instantly. Bobby tried them, and they got killed every time. They were definitely not like that before.
They didn't seem to do much damage before they died.
Yeah, and then they're definitely addressing issues. And what I also like, too, is that they're using the physics is weird, but they're but they're playing to that now. So they put in these firework archers. So they put a rocket on the players, and their arms and their legs and their different parts will go flying all over the part. They'll be spinning. Like, if they get a rocket in their right arm, they'll just be spinning around and not be able to attack. They're kind of overpowered, I think, right now. So I didn't know how to fight them. Before you can play as Dynasty, you have to beat the Dynasty. So I put, like, the king against them with, like, 10 healers. And so there's all these priests praying to the king, and so he basically can't get killed until they die. He got lit up with like 75 of these rockets, and he's like, but he's so strong, he's like trying to power through, and I'm like, go man, go. You end up rooting for these guys because you're not controlling it anymore. But on the roadmap, what they have planned is you'll be able to take control of characters, which will be cool. You know, it gives you a little more something to do, but I feel like I'd always just be watching. And what they have coming down is I've seen unit creation and faction creation. So, you know, if those are going to be on the workshop, you know, you're going to see Jedi, you're going to see everything. So I can't wait, man.
Well,
I love this shit.
It's okay. So what I saw that you accomplished in single player, mm-hmm. the campaign, and it's enough to make you play for a while, but then after you're done with every campaign, that's it. It's done.
At the point the game's at now, it just needs more content.
Yeah, it's early access.
Like a big thing.
But 100% support this game.
And for $15, that's not bad.
Yeah. I get that.
I on Twitter asked them for an interview, and they said, but we are shy. I don't know where they're from, but
That's funny.
No, this game looks fun. I played it for a little bit. Played, what, like 3 maps?
Hey, you know what? We should have a family share.
That's a good idea.
I don't know that there's one person actively using my family share anymore. I could probably just kick off everybody.
Right I now. Had your family share.
I feel like it keeps getting disconnected. Yeah, you have to reset it
on VR. Because of your VR.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you took me off. You're like, fuck you, right? All right, cool. I guess. Fuck it.
All right. Well, that's all the games we've been playing. Time to talk a little news here. First bit of news I wanted to bring up. So this actually has a bit of a backstory here.
Bobby, can we? I'm sorry to cut you off.
What's up?
We skipped over homework. I know she's not here. She can't say Doom, but should we assign the next one? Because this is now 2 weeks now that homework hasn't been done.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we could. I don't know. I feel like we should have put some thought into it and figured something out, because who's up next? You?
I think I'm up. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys want to think about it while we talk?
Maybe Islanders. Yeah, maybe you could actually get try.
Yeah. Because
that's a game that you don't usually play.
Anybody got $5? Anybody got $5? So I can. That sounds good. I'm done with that.
That's cool.
Let's do Islanders. I think Islanders is good because $5, whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, because you're not a city builder.
No. Okay. Oh, I was telling him. So it's so simple. Like, you're just putting squares down everywhere, and then like Sim City, it's just like you got to think about zoning laws and where traffic and where the water, and then this one is like, if the square fits, you could just put it down. Cost 20 whatever.
To be honest, that Islander game looks like something you can play mobile.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they have those, a mobile.
City builders? Of course, dude.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
There's more people developing for phone than anything else, I bet.
That's where the money's at right now, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, we're on to the news. So there's a bit of a backstory to this. 2 months ago, maybe, a high school in New Jersey put on a play of Alien. So this is not something you buy a book for and just, you know, get the rent the costumes. Like, they did all that stuff themselves, the set design, the costumes, everything like that. Did this full-on Alien play, and it was pretty good. So good, in fact, that word got out and became so insanely popular. Like, a little bit of an phenomenon on the internet. Like, in the R Movies subreddit, like, everybody was talking about it. Got the attention of Sigourney Weaver, and they decided, since it was so popular, the shows sold out, they did an encore. Maybe about a week or two ago, and Sigourney Weaver actually came out and introduced the show and said a few things, you know, kind of a big deal. And of course they sold out all the tickets, huge, huge thing. And someone uploaded a video to it, YouTube, and I started watching it, and I noticed for the scenes where they're crawling through the vents, they actually used footage of Alien Isolation. I'll play a little bit here for you, but you can see. So they're talking, they're here talking to the guy that's crawling around in the vents, and you see the first person point of view, and then they cut to him, and you know, they've got a screen set up to do this, obviously, and he's got the flamethrower, and then they cut back to the Alien Isolation thing. So I thought, pretty creative
use
of a video game. You know, they just capture some video footage there. And
that's cool, man.
Create that. And that's from the, that's not even from the actual game. That's from the little epilogue or prologue, or I can't remember where the timeline fits in, but you get to actually play through a little bit of the first Alien movie, and they give you the flamethrower, and you go, because that's a real tense part of the movie when he's crawling through the vents with the flamethrower.
Spoilers, dude.
Yeah, well,
30-year-old spoilers.
30, 40, 1980 or 81.
I thought it was out before Star
79.
Wars.
79.
Yeah, I think it was 78, man.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah. I think it was late 70s.
But yeah,
was it?
I think because
79.
Yeah. It's old as fuck, man.
It's normal, really good. Pretty crazy.
It's very slow. Very, very slow. I don't know if, like, everybody's seen it, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it just builds up and you don't know what's going on. Like, this is before all the other Alien movies. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it's still a great movie. But yeah, you could check that out. I think I'll leave it linked in the show notes here if you want to see that. And I actually linked it right at the point in the play where they start using that footage, so you can see what I'm talking about.
Great for those kids, man. I wonder where the genius came from, like who put it together.
The director, I'm sure, had to be involved, like the teacher of the class. He came out and talked a little bit at the end of the show. Yeah, genius idea. Like, if you go through, the most interesting parts are the, you know, obviously when the alien pops out of the chest, and then when the actual alien, the big alien, shows up, and the costume that they have for that. Like, those are the really interesting parts to the play. But then there's a lot of dialogue to skip through. But yeah, Alien Isolation, great game, but super long, man. Like 20-25 hours.
Way too long, right?
So long. That little game you can play, like the little two-hour version where you play through the Alien movie, like, that's great, play that. But the entire game is just tough, dude. I went through the whole damn thing, though. I beat that game. All right, next up, World War Z sells way above expectations on PC thanks to Epic Store exclusivity.
Yeah, because it's awesome.
Because it's good
and cheap. They came out at the right price point.
Yeah, that's a good price point.
Oh, maybe
bucks.
Maybe because it's not on Steam, they didn't have to charge $50 because they weren't giving up 30%. Mm-hmm. So they put it out for fit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Gee.
So they said the game sold more than 250,000 copies on the Epic Games Store.
There you go. Oh, and by the way, she said, "I hope they have Asian people in the." Hey,
there you go.
There's actually a whole Asian section.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Whole Asian section, like a part of the map.
You play, you play China, a Japan
or something?
No, okay. Japan.
Actually,
World War Z, right? So their thing is like a global thing.
Yeah.
So every level is on a different city.
Yeah. I actually
from a different country.
I texted Chi and I told her I'm playing as her.
Yeah.
Is there like a through line through this game? So like there's like level one and then like something happens, there's a cutscene, you get moved to the second level.
Yeah.
You know, Left 4 Dead didn't have that, but I loved how they did the movie posters for that. Like they played it up like it was a horror movie. Like I thought that was so genius. All right. So In line with that, Epic Games' boss says they'll stop doing exclusives if Steam gives developers more money.
Mm-hmm. So I put this up somewhere, and man, the hate for Epic right now is fucking legit, dude. I don't get it.
Well, I mean, I don't hate Epic as much as most PC gamers do, but I do think like that title alone is kind of annoying. Like, that's like such a stupid thing to say. Like, first of all, this guy puts this out on Twitter, which I understand is like a legitimate medium for announcements and business these days. But to say something like this just serves absolutely no person. It's like, hey, if this thing that never is going to happen happens, then we'll do this. And it's like, I fear like some people think this is some sort of ultimatum towards Steam. Like, even if Steam did this, which they'll never do, Tim Sweeney would never do what he says he's going to do. Like, this is just like,
it's posturing.
Yeah.
But they are trying to kill the 800-pound gorilla in the room. And it's very, very hard. How would you go about killing Steam?
Okay, so pretty much,
it's a lofty goal.
I posted this on Discord like this week, like on Monday. And the way he says it, it's kind of like, I'm the righteous. Mm. Steam's a piece of shit. So he's trying to make Steam
look bad. Yeah, puts the blame on this. This is like something you would say to your girlfriend, man. Yeah. This is like such a petty,
that's what he's doing,
petulant thing to say.
But then again, if Steam would do it and help out the developers a little more, it's also a good thing. It's also a good thing. But the way they did it, it's just, you know, it's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Guys, their goal is to topple and become Steam. Mm-hmm. How do you do that? You take exclusivity deals. They're doing whatever they can.
Yeah, I mean, that's just business in America.
Yeah, exactly. Bad. Yeah, exactly.
That's what you do.
I mean, this is business. This is hardcore. This is not even slash throat.
But to be honest, I like it.
Yeah, I like it. It's good business. They're doing good business.
It's so good. It's like,
this might be,
it's that drama you're watching at 10 in the morning when you don't go to work. It's just, it's happening right now.
Yeah.
It's happening right now with Steam.
Oh, man. Fucking Epic. Can't wait for the next episode of Steam versus Epic.
I can't wait to see what happens. Like, they're giving us free games to begin with.
Yeah.
That's a big move. And I know they're giving us old games, but they're giving us old, great games. I would have never played Subnautica if it wasn't for that free fucking game from Epic.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said a month ago or so, let's check back with Epic in a year and see where they're at.
Dude,
then
I'm
we can benchmark it.
I'm scared. Because what if Stadia takes over?
Oh, more on that right now. Is that the next one? Skip down to mine, Bobby. The 20.
Do you have it on there?
20 million players predicted to leave PC gaming in the near future. All right, hold on. Who's predicting this?
So they're a study group,
let me fix my mic for this one.
Don't disable. You don't have to disable it.
No, I was trying to. God damn it! It's trying to walk me through disabling my ad blocker. Let me just open up this page again.
This is called the Peabody Group or something. You know, like a third party. This isn't. Well, I don't know how. Supposedly, they're supposed to be, like unbiased. Mm-hmm. Somebody hired them to do this. And they took a look at all the analytics and everything like that. If you go down a little bit, Bobby, I actually skimmed through this article. But what they're saying basically is that the hardcores are sticking around no matter what. Anybody that has like a cheap sub $1,000 rig is probably going to be defecting. Because consoles are cheaper and Stadia will be cheaper as well. So they're going to be going to either consoles or Stadia after this because of the we could say this. The console exclusive titles have been getting so much better.
Yeah.
And so there's definitely something to that. And that's all they're saying.
I want to say
that. But there's 1.2 billion PC gamers on Earth, so this would be taking away like a few of those. It's not detrimental.
1.2 billion. That's what Endgame made worldwide.
I think it was 1.2 domestic, and then it was 800 million.
Jesus Christ! No, 350 million domestic.
Oh, gotcha.
1.2 billion
worldwide.
Yeah, we did a pretty good job of not bringing up Endgame all episode. Sorry,
I did already.
The only reason we're trying not to talk about it is because
then you're
spoilers.
Just going
to
dip right in a spoiler. Yeah.
There's two big spoilers.
No, there's so much.
All right.
You're lucky we didn't bring up Game of Thrones.
I honestly believe, I know I'm the fucking hype master or whatever. Endgame, I was a little disappointed, but it might have to do with my immense hangover that I had when I watched it.
Okay.
But
how long can we wait until we can talk about it?
We might have to do another
2 weeks?
We could do a supplemental podcast. If you come over on like Wednesday, we could talk about two and just call it spoilers.
Dude, for Endgame, yeah. I just say another week, man. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I know, dude. It's just...
Because right now the crowds, like, I understand people not seeing it last weekend because you couldn't buy a fucking ticket.
But... I have friends. Okay, watch. The only reason it didn't make that much money was because there was not that many showings. Like, I have friends that tried getting to shows, like, what, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday? Yeah.
Well, there's no more people than theaters. Yeah,
they actually found seats finally where they want to sit on Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know, it's just
okay. Yeah, I watched it on Sunday, but that was in Vegas, and it was a brand new theater that I wouldn't know about. Anyway, what was that fucking talking about?
So 20 million people are going to leave PC gaming for the cloud, so stay...
Analyst firm, yeah. Yeah, no, not just the cloud, but also consoles in general, because, you know, the price to entry is lower, and the games have been getting so much better.
Okay, and I was going to say, yes, fucking console games. I have not played a game on PC.
Yeah.
Like God of War or like Spider-Man or like I think any other console exclusive.
They do third person better than PC does, for sure. No, both of those games are third person.
No, dude, like, okay, I'm a PC gamer.
Yeah.
But I'm more on the multiplayer side.
Yeah.
To be honest. But single player games, hands down, man. These consoles just fuck everything up.
Yeah.
They've been doing it a lot longer.
Yeah. Thank you, Russell.
And Bagels. They're also realizing how important these exclusivity titles are. So they're putting way more behind them.
They put millions and millions and millions of dollars behind these titles. You know, I played that Spider-Man game. Holy shit, dude. It's like a movie. You're playing a movie. I don't have a single PC game where I get
the cinematic feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't.
Yeah.
We don't get that.
I'm not going to disagree with you.
That's console only. That is. I feel that's a console.
I mean, exclusive. The closest we get are the ports of...
Yeah, we... it's ports.
Like,
no, it's Tomb Raider. It's ports.
That's like the closest we get.
Tomb Raider is probably the best single player fucking PC game
that you can play. Like adventure game. Like cinematic game. Yeah.
Give me a PC game. Single player that's like cinematic and then together with the amazingness of the story, the gameplay, everything.
It would have to be like Skyrim.
Dark Forces 2.
Oh, boy.
But this is all just...
I mean, are we adjusting for inflation here?
We're getting what you're saying.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, they don't come out every year either. Yeah. And on console, they do.
No, like, actually, the first game... Okay, so yesterday, Days Gone came out. PlayStation game.
Yeah.
Zombies.
Yeah.
Also, like, kind of like a DayZ horde.
Yeah, I saw.
With Sons of Anarchy combined.
Oh, why? Are you a motorcycle guy?
No, yeah, you're a motorcycle guy because motorcycles are easier to maintain during the zombie apocalypse.
I'm glad you held my bicep for that.
Well, because, papa. Anyways, because, you know, which makes sense, you know, it's easier.
Oh, like most of the survivors became motorcycles.
Makes sense. It's easier to fix the bike.
Yeah, for sure. Less gas, too.
Yeah, and less gas than to fix a fucking car, which is kind of neat. And the game's getting, you know, mixed reviews because people are saying that, oh, there's nothing new, nothing crazy about this game. Yeah. But put this game on a PC, fucking tens and tens and tens and hundreds.
I doubt it.
Because the story, the story's fun. It's intriguing.
What was he on consoles?
I'm not 100 on it. I don't know.
Because that would be a good...
I think it is.
That's a good watermark.
Because I feel like World War Z was meant for console. And then,
it could be. Right. Maybe that's why Fastidious was doing well.
PlayStation 4, Xbox.
Yeah.
Microsoft Windows.
And then can we compare the scores, Bobby?
What was he compared?
According to the one that I saw, he was saying that it's much better on PC. But this is a rare time that... There you go. Most of it's right there. PC's right there.
74.
66. Yeah, it's better on PC, but that's I feel like that's the
PC gamers are so unpredictable, man. They're unpredictable, and it's like a hive mind almost. It's like everybody's playing Fortnite. Everybody's playing Fortnite. Yeah. You know, everyone's playing PUBG. Let's all go over here, guys. Let's go, gang. Mm-hmm. You know, it's
there's that, but
it
also
doesn't make any sense.
It's the proving grounds of the indie games as well. Like
that's
it's both, Bobby. Yes, the vast majority, or not a lot of people go and play those that one big game. Apex Legends or whatever, but then you also have a huge group of people that are playing all these indie titles, and the big ones do shine through, you know, eventually, like some of the games that we saw that were overwhelmingly positive on the radar.
Do consoles, they don't use discs anymore, or any sort of physical media?
No, yeah, they do.
Yeah. Okay.
They don't have to.
It helps with the install.
But you can download any.
Oh yeah, no,
right?
You can download every game, but it's just you know, some people don't have that internet speed, or they don't have that bandwidth that they can, you know, because some cable companies.
Look at Rubber Nuts, dude. It takes them, I think it was four days for Anthem. Dude,
like, there's cable companies.
4 days.
No, like, there's cable companies that'll just be like straight up, oh, yeah, no, you have 50 megabits, 100, 300 megabits. But once you get past the gigabyte, not a gigabyte, obviously, like a terabyte of download, we're going to charge you like $50.
That's us right here. That's what we have.
That's what almost every ISP is doing. Yeah.
So I'm going to say this is
they've got a 1 terabyte a month limit, I think.
Yeah.
So yeah. So,
unless you have Gigablast, which is unlimited.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, no. You have to get. I don't know. I haven't had Cox Cable in a while, but I had to pay for Gigablast, then I had to pay an extra $10-15 for the unlimited.
Yeah.
Or something.
Okay. So yeah,
it's like a little surcharge.
So that happened at first, right? And then later on, it said, "Fuck you guys." It's just anyone that wants more than the terabyte, it's just you have to pay for it, regardless.
Okay.
I think I fell into that little hole.
Yeah.
And they don't know. They don't know. So I have unlimited, period.
I have a question.
I love it.
Bobby,
I love it.
You're downloading a terabyte on your own every month?
Yeah, dude.
We have 7 kids on tablets. We've got maids listening to their streaming their
music.
How
much is one game?
We have 4 TVs on Netflix all the time.
I mean, I'm not going to get into it.
You know, I really want to know what the hell you're downloading over there, man.
Well, we were talking about Dread earlier, and I've been meaning to rewatch that movie, and I downloaded
it. I watched it 10 times on 4K.
Well, a Blu-ray UHD ISO is fucking huge, dude.
Yeah.
Like, it's a giant file. We're talking at least 50 gigs. So,
50 gigs.
Yeah, for a movie. One movie.
Yeah. One 4K movie is actually 50 gigs.
Yeah.
Is your TV is 4K?
No.
So why are you...
I've been fantasizing about
it. If you really squint your eyes, you can see 4K.
No, because actually I wanted to see if there was a difference playing 4K on a 1080p TV. Maybe.
No, there is.
There's a little bit. Even when you downscale, it's a little bit sharper. There's a noticeable difference.
Bobby, TVs are fucking cheap.
Yeah, the 4K ones. They're cheap, but not that cheap.
No, watch. I got lucky. Dell had this random fucking sale where, like, my brother told me, because my brother has this app that does shit, whatever.
His brother's side hustle is picking up things cheap because he's, like, a bargain hunter, and then he resells them.
He's a shoe head. So
he started with sneakers, does that. Well, mostly sneakers.
Yeah, but
sneakerhead.
But the same Discord channel he's on also tells him, right now, Google Pixel is like $10. My brother would jump on and buy it. It's random price fuck ups from companies.
Oh yeah. Hmm.
So all these little fuck ups that they have on Amazon and other companies, he gets an alert on his phone, comes up, he buys it, and he's like, "Oh dude, I just got a Pixel for $10. How? I fucked up. I was only able to get one." "Oh, really? For $10, $1,000 phone? That's cool." Anyways, he's on a really cool, very exclusive channel. Anyways, I got a TV. It was on Dell, and it was because of my brother. A year ago, it was the OLEDs.
Yeah, the OLEDs are expensive.
It's like a 65-inch OLED.
Oh my God, that's an $8,000 minimum.
No.
The OLEDs are cheaper now. The OLEDs and the QLEDs are
But I got it for $1,600.
Damn. Yeah, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get a lot of 4K TVs, but like the really good ones are still like $2,000, maybe a little bit more. I mean, that's how much I paid for my 1080p TV back in 2011, 2012. Yeah. So still, that's an incredible price. But
all I'm saying is, Bobby, it's time to upgrade.
Maybe, but... I don't know. I've been thinking about
He's gonna upgrade when 8K becomes a thing.
Yeah, I've been thinking I do kind of want a 4K never become a TV, thing. But then I'm like, then I started looking at like Dolby Atmos sound bars. I'm like, all right, I'm getting out of control now.
I got Dolby Vision, and then I got Dolby Atmos sound bar from LG. It's the most amazing thing I ever did in my life.
So there you go, Bobby.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's probably time for a 4K TV.
It's about that time, man.
All right. Let's see. We got two more news articles here. First one is Valve to announce and take orders on its VR platform Index May 1st. So the day after this podcast airs, we will finally have all the details for the new Valve VR.
You know,
I mean, this is a I can't spend the DLG money without talking to Bobby, but I'm pretty. If it's good, we're buying it.
Do they have a price point on this yet? Didn't they have a? I thought they did.
I can't imagine it's going to be more than like $2,000. It's probably going to be about $1,000. Is what I'm guessing.
That even seems high.
That seems high.
Well, the if you're going
because Oculus is what $300 right now, $400 for Oculus.
Yeah, but the Vive Pro is $1,200.
No, it depends.
If on you what get
kit.
Everything,
depends on what kit. Yeah,
yeah.
Because the Vive Pro kit adds 5 feet extra of room space. That's the only reason why it's more expensive.
Yeah, but they haven't revealed. No. No, yeah. Let's see, Valve is going to reveal the specs.
I've been looking at this a lot.
No, yeah, so there's no specs. There's nothing.
Bobby, we have a disagreement over here. Can you please look up how much the Vive Pro is?
The Vive Pro
with the kit, depending what kit you want, because there's the Enterprise and there's the regular.
Vive Pro HDMI
$800, right?
Yeah, but by itself. But that's just no, the kit. You need towers.
All right, cool. If you only add just the regular sensors and shit, it's only like another $100-$200. That's it.
You still need the controllers as well.
If you want the Enterprise, which adds more room, it adds like 2 to 3 or
that's
five,
not what you're getting. Or maybe you five. Also want to get the other controllers, right? You want the new controllers.
The new controllers. The controllers don't matter. The sensor bars is what matters. The sensor bars add fucking dude, I'm drunk. They add.
We couldn't tell.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate you. I hate you so fucking much. I wasn't supposed to drink this episode. I was not. The new kit, the Pro kit, adds more.
Okay,
feet.
So it adds more feet. Right there. $300 to get the two towers and regular things. Okay, that's the base.
So for the controllers and the light box, it's $300.
And add that to $800, $1,100. Oh, yeah. I was right. Yeah. So there you go.
But the new thing is to not have the receivers, the light boxes. Like the new thing with all the headsets is like to not use those.
You could have kept your setup and just bought that, and you're good. Really?
I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, I said you could have just bought the headset and you're good.
How are you good?
Because if you had the original Vive.
If you had the original, who had the original?
A bunch of people had the original Vive.
Nah.
No, but you can just buy the Vive. Okay, well, if you buy the Vive headset with the shit, $1,000?
It's $1,100.
So if it's anywhere around $1,000, we're pretty interested here. We're looking to buy.
And they do a good show, right? Like,
yeah. I mean, we'll take a look at the specs, obviously, and make sure that it's competitive with what else is out there. But this is going to be, like, this is not supposed to be a bargain unit, right? This is not like that new Oculus they just released.
I don't know if they've said anything. I don't know if they've said where they want to fall.
I can't see it being over $1,000. I'd be surprised if it was. So they've talked about games too. So they're working on 3 VR games, full featured, full sized games.
Very full sized big games, says Gabe Newell.
Half-Life 3.
So the guy who wrote this article says, I give it a 1% chance that it's going to be called Half-Life 3. Although it is now confirmed that one of them is going to be in the Half-Life universe. But yeah, 3 full size games.
It could be another Portal game.
And they're also guessing, this is all guesses, they're also guessing that one of them is going to be bundled with the unit, which would be dumb not to.
So one of the reasons that it's 1% for Half-Life, I guess, is because when they brought up the code, they saw Half-Life VR in one of the fucking lines. When they data mined?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that happens so often, though.
Yeah, the data mining on Half-Life 3 doesn't work, dude. They've been trolling us with data mining forever. They know that people are going to data mine their things.
So they use it on purpose.
Maybe. I don't know. That's the thing. That's why he's giving it 1% chance.
But why would they do that?
But this maybe is exciting.
Maybe all these head games is the game. Maybe this is Half-Life 3.
Maybe they're playing the game.
Give me a crowbar.
Is that the official, what it looks like?
Yeah, they fucking uploaded a picture.
Bobby, doesn't it kind of look... I never really got into the show, but what's that... not Brooke Rogers. What's the one that Chi watches? The
Westworld?
No, but in space. In space, kind of like Buck Rogers. What's that called?
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
Galaxia?
Oh, Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah. Doesn't it kind of look like those bad guys a little bit?
I didn't watch a lot of that
Voltrons
show
or whatever.
No, help us out. Chat's going to be all over in a second. They're dying here. What are those guys called? The big metal robots? Galactoids, you know what I'm talking about.
Graboids.
Gravoids. Tremors, you know dude.
We have these VR systems, right? There's actually VRs that are actually 4K.
What?
We have VR systems that are 4K.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why aren't they selling?
Because they're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
No, but they're like, and they're this big. They're like as big as your fucking, like, add like.
Oh.
They're crazy.
Yeah.
I can't remember what that was, and chat's not helping me out. That's going to kill me. We'll figure it out, though.
Right.
Okay, last bit of news. Newell says they have been working on... Oh, we talked about this. 3 full-size titles. Full-size VR
games. It's supposed to be one thing.
Cylons. There we go.
Cylons. Holy shit.
Man.
What
the fuck is that?
About to get our nerd...
Graboids is pretty close.
Yeah.
Bobby, did you watch...
sort
of. Did you watch the preview to the pilot of the Tremors TV show that... what's his name was in? Kevin Bacon was in.
No, there's a new one coming out?
There was supposed to be. They made a pilot.
Because he's been pretty hands-off about that franchise.
Yeah, but he's been hands-off in Hollywood completely. So
no, he's done stuff since then. But no, after Tremors 1, he was like, nope, I'm over it. But they kept bringing Bert back.
Yeah.
Of course, that guy was pretty good.
Yeah, they're already up to like Tremors 6. It's all bullshit, right? So, but they were going to do the TV show. So there's a trailer for the TV series. But this is like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. He was interested in doing that, and then
he's in the trailer.
He was in it.
Yeah,
just it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
That's crazy,
dude. And that bummed me out, man. Because I don't know. I guess I felt like Kevin Bacon kind of made a lot of that movie.
Yeah, first one was great. Second one, I got to rewatch. I think that was okay. Was that the one with the ass blasters, or was that 3?
I don't know. I know the last one was in ice. It was like,
yeah, they really went off the deep
end. Yeah. I like how Bobby's like, oh, Chad says that it's Cylons. No, Warconia says Cylons, you fuckers.
Yeah, well, you know, I got to tone it down for the kids. All right, that's it for news time. We only got a few listener questions.
Yeah, you guys are really dropping the ball here. What's up?
All right, first one comes from Warconius. Best couch co-op games for non-gamers. I have an employee appreciation event at my office, and I'm going to bring board games and video games. I already have Overcooked and Duck Game. Recommend anything? What was that Mario Party clone game called? Dude, honestly, that Mario Party game...
It wasn't very good.
Yeah, we saw
another one that looked better, but we never played the second
Pummel Party? Was that the
Pummel Party? I feel like Pummel Party was it.
Pummel Party looked good. But I'm going to tell you the answer to this question right now. Gang Beasts, dude. You're going to have everybody laughing. Yeah. That's going to be a hit, dude, if you bring Gang Beasts. And another thing about that game, it levels the playing field. Like,
yeah, because it really doesn't matter. Well, the best guy might win most of the time, but he's not going to win every time, guaranteed. He's just going to fall off. He's going to get knocked out. He's going to fall down. But General Jousting, you know? Depending on what your company is like, might be a hit. I don't know. If you like buttholes and dicks and coming in buttholes.
I don't know, man. for a work party for guests you're entertaining, I don't know. But Gang Beast, total safe game. And yeah, dude, that's a party game. Like, you can put that on and you're going to get people rolling. Let's see. Hold on. Hules, thank you very much for the 222, man, for that dono. And also Rusty Bagels. Did we... thank him. We got a subscription.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, General Jousting, man, you're that's too much. And Mount Your Friends probably off the table too. All right, next question from Sniper. What keeps you guys making episodes every day for all this time? It's quite the commitment, and it's pretty impressive. Yeah, we've been at it for a while.
5 years?
Over 5 years now. Yeah.
And how many rotations of people? Not that many. In 5 years, not that many.
Yeah.
You keep switching out of Chad.
Yeah. He's a Chad 3.0.
I'm 3, yeah.
Yeah, Mexican Chad.
I hung out with Chad all weekend.
So.
He's different now that he's married.
That happens.
I love this. I love having. Wait, okay, first of all.
This doesn't apply to you.
Yeah, it does. It does.
You've been here three times.
It does to me because I wanted. No. Because I want to be honest. Like, I wanted to do it the first time it was happening, where I was doing a couple episodes for NDLG. It just didn't happen.
He wasn't ready.
I was leaving to LA. So it was
gonna happen. That's true.
But it's just, this is fun. It gives you one day to just let out and be you, like, and talk to someone, because, like, I don't, mm-hmm. I can't talk to at work.
Yeah, these are not someone. Conversations you're gonna have with anybody. Yeah, in your
daily life. I don't have anyone to talk about. Like, my girlfriend, okay. Hey, baby, I played Risk of fucking. Okay, no, it's not gonna happen. She'll be like, all right, cool. No, it's just my friends. Yeah, the game, it's casual, but here I can just actually really talk about a game I really enjoyed or something I really look into.
Or something you didn't like, or yeah, why you didn't or like it.
Yeah, because like I wanna let it out. I wanna just be like, fuck this game. Like, yeah. I really want to say that sometimes. You know, sometimes I'll buy a game and be like, fuck this shit. You know, but the cool thing about Steam, you know, you can return it. But you know, but it's cool. It's a cool feeling. It's really cool. And then when I say it, there's other people that listen.
Yeah, I can tell you, as someone who's been doing this for a long time, and Emilio can probably agree with me, it's much better now that we have listeners. Like, makes a huge difference now that there's people on the other end.
One of the big difference, it was exactly what you said. Actually, episode one, probably one of the scrub episode. I don't know if the official one, I said the same thing, but after Bobby got rid of his AKs after the first 15 minutes, a.k.a. Robert Digital, a.k.a. Digi, a.k.a. And right after he finished that, he was like, why are we starting a podcast? And exactly what you just said. I don't get enough PC gaming talk in my regular life.
Yeah.
Because you can't bring up this shit to... Because as soon as you're like, oh, you're a gamer? What do you play? MLB The Show and Madden. And you're like, all right, well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well. You're dead to me.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, and you need to get it out.
Yeah, you do.
And you don't really think about it. And I think that's what it's like for our listeners. And this is why early on, me and Bobby had I wouldn't say it was a big debate, but we had a difference of opinion on how this was going to go. Obviously, the robot wanted to do like a professional reporter show.
Yeah, we tried a lot of things. Yeah. It was obvious that wasn't going to work, though.
That wasn't going to work.
Right away, we're just like, well, this isn't working.
Yeah, that's not me at all. Bobby could have done that. Bobby, if Bobby solo streamed like a live show with, here's the news on the, he'd be able to do it.
Yeah,
no, maybe. And he would create holograms,
yeah,
too.
But that's a lot more work, too.
Yeah, that's also a lot more work.
A lot easier.
Yeah.
Right?
And so I think, that's why I was like, dude, we got to keep it conversational because that's all we got. Like, well, that's all I have. And I think that's what it's kind of like, an outlet for you guys. Cause it's kind of like talking. Cause we're just kind of like talking and talking it kind of like talking about PC games, and we all need that. And there you go.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This might be the most normal conversations that I have every week. You know, I think about like every other situation in my life, and it's just like, you know, this is how I have to be at work. You know, this is how I am with my girlfriend, you know, and this is like it. But here it's just, you kind of let it all out.
There
it's,
was like five
times. You get 100% robot right here, guys.
There was like five times yesterday where I wanted to tell like stuff that happened at SeaWorld. I wanted to tell my girlfriend like, that's fucking weird.
I'll tell you exactly. So one Game of Thrones spoiler would be like.
Spoiler.
The spoiler.
Spoiler.
This is big.
Spoiler. Cover your ears.
Somebody said, John totally shouted at a dragon. And then Sam laughed. Yeah. And the second line was, and it totally worked. If you think about it.
Yeah.
He thought it worked.
My brother said the same thing.
Yeah. And the third one's like, oh, he thinks he's the Dover King. Right? So Sam laughed. Third one, I don't know what you're talking about. You went too far. You know what I mean? Like, as soon as I go Skyrim, the whole thing's over.
Yeah.
All right, last question. Fastidious asks, why the hell isn't Risk of Rain 2 being played by everyone everywhere? It's legit one of the best games I've played recently.
Was that today?
Did he post that today?
He did, yes.
Okay.
I'm not the hype master, by the way.
Right, it makes sense.
Is a hype master.
It makes sense. Okay. So this goes back to us playing it Saturday night, and we had so much fun. And he
drinking too?
He was. He was probably on Ambien too, and I don't know what the fuck else he takes. Anyways, he loved it. I loved it. I enjoyed it. It was fun, man.
It's good. I'm just saying, you got to buckle down for a session.
Yeah,
you got to be ready. Like we're gonna do, like going raiding or something. You're not gonna get up for a little while.
No. Oh, dude, I have never been this drunk in an episode ever.
Dude, you've been way drunk.
No.
I feel like you have. I don't know. You're holding on better than usual.
Yeah. No.
You're getting better at it.
No.
You should keep drinking.
I feel like it's different. I feel like this episode, I've stayed quiet so many times.
Because... No, you weren't quiet, dude. We talked about time splitters for about 45 minutes.
I know, I understand that. But I mean...
really, time splitters.
I've been trying not to say things because I'm about to say something and I just go.
I've seen you four or five times this episode go.
I look at you.
Yeah.
And I go, no.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it.
It's not the time.
It's not the time. Yeah, just be quiet.
All right. We got an impromptu question here in the chat. What kind of headsets are we using and do they have mics? They do not have mics. And these are I can't remember what brand these are. They're like $30 headsets. They're nothing
special. Technicas, which are actually really good headphones. Actually, when I was at school, these were the ones that they gave all the students. And because they have really good monitoring. So, check them out.
Yeah, I remember, I think we picked this out for that reason. And they were only like $20-$30.
Yeah.
I think $30. And for that price range for these headphones, like, that's really the best you can get for $30.
Yeah, no, these headphones are great for the price. They're amazing for the price. They're really good for monitoring. So
we actually had different headsets before this, and they did not work out well. They were pretty garbage.
Yeah, they don't have bass, obviously, on them. They're very mid-range, high-range, not a lot of low-range. But they're really good, really great for monitoring.
All right, well, I think that about wraps it up. What's everyone playing next week?
Apparently, what is that, City Builder?
Islanders. Tribes?
Oh. Islanders. Tribes. Dude, you ever Tribes?
I love Tribes.
That's a great game.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I'm playing Forager. I'm actually buying it tonight, and I'm playing Forager, and I'm also playing that Islander game you're playing. What the fuck is
How about you play it off of my...
It's $5.
All right.
It's $5. I don't want to be like, oh, I can't play because the meal's on.
Yeah.
So.
All right. I don't know what I'm going to get into.
I'm going to finish Tabs Dynasty. Bobby, play some more Division. That was a bit expensive game. Yeah, you only played.
I should play because I don't want to play sim games if you guys are going to be doing City Builder stuff.
Yeah. So Division, right? Everyone's still playing Division. No one freak out and be like, "Oh my god, I bought the game and no one's playing it." I haven't played this week because I've been busy. It's still my favorite game. So calm down, everyone.
He's not going anywhere.
That sounds like you're making excuses to a girl.
I'm not going anywhere. It's just I haven't played all week because I've been busy. I've been really, really busy. And then Coachella happened last weekend. I've just been really busy. I'm missing the shit out of this game. It's the best game fucking out there, period. Anyways, I'm going to keep playing it. And the raid is coming out. Raid's coming out. So get ready for the first raid of Division. It's
going
to happen.
You know, what's going on with me is like I'm realizing that because I'm so busy and I have so much going on, I almost can't play multiplayer games. So a lot of what I'm going to be playing is going to be single player games.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
I'm not saying that like...
It's a good habit to switch it up, though.
It is.
You got to rotate a little bit.
Yeah, it is. I want to kind of do that. There's so many single player games I want to play that I haven't done it because...
They're on consoles.
No. No, it's not because of that. It's because...
Are you still playing console like since the podcast?
I haven't, dude.
Yeah.
Nothing. Zero.
Because we're better.
No, it's not that. It's just I've been keeping up with the Discord. I've been playing a lot with you guys, and I love it. You guys have no clue how much I enjoy playing with you guys. I've been trying to keep up with all these games. You guys have been gifting me games. It's awesome.
That's why I was going to try to say, like, stop buying console games and stuff. Because
no, I'm not.
Not because they're not good.
No, they're great. The only console game I have right now that I want to play is Kingdom Hearts 3. I've been dying to play it. I just have no time because I don't want to say no to the listeners.
Did the first ones get ported? Is Kingdom Hearts 1 on PC?
They haven't. No, they're not.
No,
They're pretty protected. 100%
no. 100% no. The only console game that's coming up now is OctoSwitch Traveler.
No, right.
The Switch.
Yeah.
Coming to PC. I own that game on the Switch.
It's coming to PC. We're going to talk about it soon because that game, I've been dying to fucking play that shit. It's one of the best RPGs I've heard exist. So it's fucking badass. But I'm going to start playing a little bit of single-player games, so I might be out of the whole multiplayer with you guys for a bit because I've been missing out on it a little bit. And I kind of miss it. I really miss it. So I kind of need some of that. So don't get mad at me. Stop sending messages.
So you cut Bobby off. Bobby, you don't know what you're going to be playing.
I don't know. Let's see where the wind takes me, man. I really don't. Like last week I said I was into the, I was feeling first-person shooter-ish, and I'm still kind of into that. Maybe I'll go back to Half-Life, the remastered version. What was that? Black Mesa? Because I heard they added more to it.
The end of it?
Oh, did they end? Did they add the Zen?
I don't think they finished it, but you can play further than Zen now. You can actually play through Zen, and that's pretty close to the end of the game.
I can kind of get why Zen took so long, because it's all new textures.
It's very different from the rest of the game.
It's very different from the rest of the game.
And that was always a part of those old shooters too, like in the Doom games. Like there's always a few little levels where you go to hell and then you come back. Yeah. They didn't want to overdo it, but they always came in later.
Bobby with the spoilers, all the episode.
Let's end the episode with an endgame spoiler, right? Go for it.
Oh, so don't listen, but then they're going to endgame titties, everybody.
Oh, it took a while.
I feel like we should have Chi ride the unicorn next time.
Why am I so drunk right now, dude?